B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What up, cuz?
DeSean Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the cuz.
Yo, cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now, here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, cuz?
Yes!
Happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley. Monday, March the 7th. And it's a happy Monday, March the 7th. You know what that means? Is it. This is starts. We're restarting the sports year. That's how I look at it. Of course, you know, we had a little bit of a jump from the Harden trade. But the overall sports calendar gets jump-started today. This is heavy conference championship week leading into Selection Sunday. And always love this week and Sunday and the brackets and the seeds. I always love that stuff. And, you know, it's better this year because what do we have? We got the Sixers. So we got a big Sixer week. Tonight, Chicago. Thursday, Brooklyn with Ben on the bench. So it was reported today by the Shams that Ben Simmons will be on the bench Thursday night for Brooklyn at the Wells Fargo Center. So what we need to do today, mother fathers, is practice. All right? So today we're going to do something called practice. Yeah, we're talking practice. Not talking a game. We're talking practice. Practice booing. All right? And I think it's a perfect medium. Terrestrial radio is a perfect medium for practicing booing and practicing the jeer. You know why? Because you can't curse. All right? And remember, the quickest way to getting put out is by being vulgar. So you got to keep it clean. You could keep it nasty, but you got to keep it clean. All right? Try to keep a little decorum. You know what I mean? Again. But we're going to practice. Right. Today we're going to practice. In fact, all week, the best insults, the best boos. We're going to have prizes. I don't even know what they're about. I got to figure it out.
Uh-oh.
I got to talk to Chuck. But I want to have a giveaway for all week. Like, if you, who was the best booer? You know, we've never had, it's funny, for all these years, we've never had a booing contest, which I find completely ridiculous that we have not had a booing contest. We have not had a booing, hissing, jeering contest. We are all-star ball breakers. In this town, this is a town where it knows how to bust chops, bust stones, break balls. Nobody does it better than Philadelphia. I'm sorry. Nobody. Not Boston's two, all right? New York is three. But no one's better than Philadelphia. Nobody. I mean, you want to talk about legendary ball breaking. It's here. So finally, there's a reason to be, to, you know, put your skills to the test. Your ball busting skills. And that is for Ben. And the beauty is, like, you don't want to be over the top nasty. Like, you don't want to wish bad things. But you want to bust, you want to get shots. You don't know balls. Yeah. You want to get your shots in. Because, and let's face it, he deserves it. He deserves his shots. A lot of body shots. He deserves it.
Hey, woman.
That, to me, is one of the old timers. Although Judas and I thought about it. It was our idea. In case you're wondering, Rocky 3 T, right? Called Ben's girlfriend. Hey, woman. This is going to be an epic week leading up to Thursday night with Ben on the bench. So I need your best boos. So if you want to go, say you want to be part of the booing contest or you want to be part of the ball breaking contest. All right. That's your choice. That's what you got to do. All right. You got one of two choices. There's your roads and we'll grade you. And the greatest ball breakers and booers are going to get a prize that I'll figure out. All right. Thursday. I know I got my boys at Primos. They'll hook you up. But listen, this will be a fun week. Now, as far as this past weekend, I'm just going to tell you, don't worry about it. All right. I don't know why you would feel any, there would be no reason to be worried. The only reason for any kind of mild concern or pause, P-A-U-S-E, is only Harden's hamstring. That's it. And it was a rest job. It wasn't from like Friday night when he came up, like he pulled, it looked like he came up a little lame with the hammy. He grabbed his hammy. I went, ugh. Like that was scary. Right? That's mild concern. But listen, he didn't play Saturday night. In fact, they probably should, in hindsight, you probably should rest Joe too. But I get it. You don't want to. You're playing Miami. You're in the middle of the standings. You could beat Miami. But Joe was just tired, man. You saw it. He looked like he hit a wall. And Embiid was tired. There's no reason for concern. There's no reason. I went to baseball last night, took Massimo to hockey, then he has baseball with Coach Warren, Coach Ryan, and the crew. Go over there, and right away, my boy Ramon, he'll cause a lot of people that are worried about last night. I go, Ramon, don't worry about last night. Now, he wasn't, but it was more a lot of other people. You can't worry about what happened Saturday night. That doesn't mean anything. All right, you're going to lose games. You got to realize that this isn't football and that it's not going to be, you know, you're not going to go, whatever it is, 34-0 on the way to a title. All right? You're going to lose games and you got to be okay with that. Good morning, Tunis.
What's up, man? How are you today?
What's going on, Tunis?
It's a beautiful day outside today. I'm going shorts and t-shirt today, man.
Dude.
Now, today's going to be in the 70s. That's shorts weather for you. But you're still going with the pants, I see.
Yeah, I'm not a big shorts to work guy either.
No?
Nah. I mean, once in a while, you just guess you see me do it, but very rarely.
Right. I got the golf shorts on. I guess that's a little bit more appropriate.
I got the problem is I got the basketball shorts.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's really not appropriate for the, you know.
I bust those out often during the summer months.
Well, you know, summer's different. Like, once you hit July, August, nobody's around, come in.
Okay.
Flip-flops. Shorts, you know, I get that.
I got you. All
but, right. Like, it's still March. I don't need to go shorts.
Yeah.
I got the t-shirt on, nice
okay.
Sweats.
Well, enjoy yourself. No, there are people that are worried about
Saturday.
Well,
that's stupid. Just, like, just, listen, I don't want to, I really don't want to, I don't want to make this show out to be, oh, you got the worriers, like I call them Chicken Littles.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to worry about Chicken Littles. And go, oh my God, Chicken Little, A, B, and C, and then everybody else, you know, shouts them down. I don't want to do that. That's not fun. Listen, if you're a Chicken Little, just trust me.
Yeah, but I understand what you're being Chicken Little about from Saturday night. Harden didn't play. I had a guy yelling at me for like 2 minutes yesterday, and I ultimately stopped him. I was like, dude, do you know that Harden didn't play? And he didn't care. He didn't care who was out there. They didn't show enough heart, Ant. I'm just like, oh, come on, man.
Hart?
Yeah.
What's that?
They didn't show any heart, and you know they let Miami get the best of them, city, and blah blah
the
blah.
City,
even though they arrived at 3 a.m.
The city. Yeah. What's he talking about? The city.
Oh, they probably cared more about the nightlife.
Okay, listen, that's painful. Listen, if they play like that in the playoffs, you say you got no heart.
Yeah, exactly.
You got no heart.
You got no heart.
But if you're playing like that, the second game of back-to-back in March, you don't need to worry.
Especially when you're 4-0 in the James Harden era leading up to it. You had a 5-game winning streak because, remember, you won the game against the Bucks before the All-Star break. And as you said, they weren't going to go undefeated.
No. Correct.
But, I don't know. There was people that were listen, I was, sad, right? Like, I missed Harden. You know what I mean? Like, I was having so much fun, but I understood why he doesn't play Saturday night. Everybody should have understood why he doesn't play Saturday night. And like you said, Embiid probably shouldn't have played Saturday night.
Yeah, when you think about it, you know, hindsight, I bet you they probably felt the same thing. You know,
probably shouldn't have played.
He looked tired. He looked gassed.
Yeah, and he was getting triple teamed because, you know, the Heat didn't respect the rest of the guys around.
Right.
Tobias had an awful shooting night again. He was 6 of 15. Thibault and Korkmaz were in your starting lineup. They combined for 2 points.
Yeah, they were easy in his head too, by the way.
Yes.
Both when you look at Tobias, he's inside his head.
Yeah, and Saturday night, it's probably not good for him because he's trying to get to this role of spot up shooter with Harden. But then Saturday night, you got to be a little bit more of the guy.
Right.
And he's probably like, well, wait a minute. I was just told for the last four games.
But come on, you got to be able to do that. I mean, like, you got to be able to switch.
He's a professional athlete. Yeah.
Right. You got to be able to switch gears. Like, I can't give him a pass.
No, I'm not giving him a pass.
You know, and you know, I like the dude, but I'm not giving him a pass. So you got to, some nights when you got to be the guy, you got to be the guy.
Yeah.
Because you know who was still the guy?
Maxey.
Yes.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, Maxey was still the guy. I lost in Saturday night was Maxey's performance Friday night.
Yeah, incredible again, man.
Are you kidding with that kid?
I marveled at this kid.
Oh my God, I marvel at him. Dude, what in the world? Hey, listen.
He shouldn't be this good already.
No.
He's 21st overall
pick. Conventional wisdom. You go, all right, well, it's funny. Like, I feel like a fool because I was going, listen, I love Maxey. What I would do is bring Maxey off the bench. Still play 30, 35 minutes, but bring him off the bench. Meanwhile, he's such a force. It doesn't matter.
Dude,
right?
A week leading up to the trade deadline, I was still on board of trading Maxey. But remember, he had that game against the Grizzlies where he goes off for 40 points. And I'm like, you know what? Remember, you and I talked about it on the air. That was the first game where you and I said, wow, he might be untouchable.
But a week before that,
I was all about, hey, if I get hard, I would move him.
Dude, it's amazing.
And also, there's something clicked. Right, like he's been consistently good since he's gotten in the league. Obviously, he had a rookie wall at one point. He's playing a lot of minutes last year. They had the COVID time where he had to put up 40 against the Jazz or whatever game it was when they only had 7 players available. Like, he had a bit of a rookie wall. And then something just happened, like 2 weeks leading up to the trade deadline, something clicked. And I was like, damn, you can't trade this kid.
No.
Because he's only in his second year. Look at the strides he's taken.
No. I mean, he's amazing. He's just not like, I can't believe how great he is.
It's amazing.
Like this is the COVID gem.
Mm-hmm.
And this is funny because the draft is coming up in the NFL with Combine Week and the whole thing, right? So it was Combine over the weekend. Did you catch any Combine?
Yeah, Malik Willis just flicking his wrist 80 yards downfield. You know what I mean?
Dude, I like that kid.
He's
a big-time project.
Yeah, it's a huge project.
But
you see the arm strength, which you don't see with the current quarterback.
I watched him throw a ball and went,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Hmm.
And, dude, some of these 40 times?
Yeah.
It's
unbelievable.
What is happening?
I like the better ones during the day, but, you know, hey.
I got you.
But my point to you is going to be this. And that no one has talked about this. It drives me insane. I feel like I'm the only person that brings it up. But if you look at COVID and what COVID did to the landscape of college sports, you really don't know about development of guys. Like, you can catch a gem. Maxey was a gem, dude.
Yeah, and to this day, Coach Cal, he said it on with you a couple of times, if there's a tournament that year, which there wasn't, if there's an NCAA tournament that year, he's probably a top 10 pick.
Yes.
And he goes 21st overall, man.
Yes. I mean, I can't believe how good he was. I can't believe how good he's become. And it's a blessing. You know what's funny? Does Maxey make, for to me, the answer is yes. I'm guessing this is for you too. But does Maxey cancel out Fultz? Look, Tatum goes for 50. He puts up a 50 burger yesterday. I mean, that's tough to swallow.
Yeah.
But I will say this, because I was on board with the Fultz thing, made sense, although I didn't speak to the kid. And once you spoke, if you spent 5 minutes with that kid, I don't know how you drafted him, but right. Whatever. Honestly, to me, Maxey makes me forget that.
No, it does for me, too. Now, going back to that draft, I actually wanted to trade back and draft De'Aaron Fox. That's what I wanted to do. So, you know, we've seen De'Aaron Fox. He plays for the Kings. He puts up decent numbers. But what actually kind of a player is he? So I wasn't even Jason Tatum.
Maxey's a better shooter than,
right.
than
no, but
De'Aaron
so,
Fox.
So for me, it definitely cancels out Markel Fultz because I wasn't even on the Tatum bandwagon. I was going to trade back and draft De'Aaron Fox. So to me, it doesn't just cancel out. It's like I'm good, man. Like I don't think of Markel Fultz. I don't. He came back the other night, put up his 10 points, and the national media acted like he scored 50. It was great and all. I don't care, man. Like he's not here anymore.
I agree. I'm with you 100%.
Now, winning is going to cancel out Ben, right? Like winning it all and all that kind of stuff will cancel out Ben. But that's going to take some time.
Right, Max. But ultimately, going forward, Max, he's going to wind up being the player we always wanted Fultz to
yes.
be.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because we at some point, if you remember, we all thought that Fultz was going to be part of the big three.
Yeah, and he was going to be that combo guard. He's going to be the guy that could bring up the ball at times with Ben or when Ben's on the bench. All that. Like, he made perfect sense. When they made the draft pick for Markel Fultz, when they made the trade, even though I wanted to trade back for Fox, I was all about it. Like, I was pumped up. I was like, oh, my God, this is perfect. This is the guy that you need. And it didn't work out at all.
So we want to get into our own psyche, too, about what is it with the mindset. A buddy of mine goes, I'm pissed about Saturday night. I'm going, what are you pissed about? And of course, he was joking. He goes, yeah, well, I was pissed because I didn't bet the Heat because I'd known without the Harden the Heat were going to cover. It made me laugh. But when I look at it, like, there's no reason to be upset about Saturday night.
No, if anything.
What is in our mindset that we do
out.
That? Why?
I don't know, man, because again, I go back to the guy that texted you in the first quarter of the second Knicks game. He was looking for the moment to say, see, I told you this was a bad idea.
Yeah, well, he's got other issues when it comes to Embiid and everything
else.
Yeah,
I know, but and I'm just using him as an example. There are a lot of people that were not fully on board with the trade, which to this day I don't understand, and so they were looking for the very first thing. And the second it came out that he wasn't playing against Miami, you know, I know you stay away from social media, and that's why you're probably a happier man than I am, but if you went on social media, it was so many people complaining, like, oh, of course he picks the night in Miami to not play. This is the James Harden we know. What? You guys are 4-0 with him when he's on the court. Yeah, you know, all right, go ahead. Go to the strip clubs.
I just don't
want to
get into a conversation on social media. Like, I'll check it out, but then once there's a conversation going on.
There's people
complaining.
Like,
that to me is not, you know, I mean, you don't need that.
This is a major disappointment. This is the biggest game of the year, and he's not playing.
It's not the biggest game.
I saw that.
Yeah,
it's, you know.
not a big
game. And then I love the people that respond with, when would you rather him play, now or in the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't.
Perfect response.
I just don't even understand it. But we got a lot to get to. Now, I want you guys all week long, this is our Ben, welcome back Ben party, all right? So the welcome back Ben party, we need booers and ball breakers, all right? So I got to put the call out for booers and ball breakers, and it's going to be great. We're going to have people vote. We're going to have the whole thing. It's going to be like the American Idol of booing, all right, and jeering. It's Cuz Radio as we just getting started on a Monday, March the 7th. You know, Junis, this does signify college basketball, NFL draft, of course, the NBA playoffs, and, oh, baseball, Tuna Snow. Yeah, maybe not. Canceled more games. Yeah. All right, I digress. Let me tell you about the my lawn care service. Talk about the grass. It's March 7th. That means you guys will be thinking about the lawn. Yeah. That's why you need Natural Lawn of America. Doesn't it make sense to hire a company that provides better results, safer for your family and your pets? It's why you got to go with Natural Lawn of America, man. Natural Lawn has been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, with fewer weeds since 1987. Natural Lawn isn't your cookie-cutter lawn care service. They're certified specialists, tailor their applications to your lawn's specific needs. So here's the deal. If you have a shady lawn, like lots of trees or overly wet area, they're going to figure it out uniquely. It's a unique approach for your specific need for your lawn. It's reduced pesticide use by 85%, creating a safer lawn for your family and your pets to enjoy. Locally owned and family operated right in the Delaware Valley. Stop compromising your safety with other lawn care outfits. Time to get the results you want and the peace of mind you deserve. Take advantage of Natural Lawn's limited time offer, free seeding every year. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program. Get free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED, 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Get excited.
Ah, 10:30. On a beautiful Monday morning. It's just outrageous outside.
I agree.
It's probably why I'm in such a delightful mood on a Monday. I told Tunis this. Right now it's, 70 degrees at this very moment in Bala Cynwyd. 70. Oh, it's gorgeous. And I don't know, I told you this before. It's easier. I wake up in a better mood, and I wake up in feeling good when it's warm out. I don't know how people can live like in Minnesota or whatever.
Yeah, that would be tough.
I couldn't do
and
it.
I like, man, the cold, but days like today are freaking awesome, you know. So
I couldn't
live full time in Minnesota.
No, are you kidding me? I could not do it. It's just not me. It affects my mood.
Yes. I don't like your mood being affected.
It does. It affects my mood. I hate it. So the warm weather comes. Now, listen, here's a little bit of a tease because it's going to get cold.
Well, 50s is all right.
It is.
Right?
Except I was looking because, you know, I'm a careful weather geek. I was looking. Dude, Wednesday I got the flake on the iPhone.
You got the flake?
Yeah.
It's gonna wintry mix, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, high 40s not too great.
Yeah, 39 here, but yeah, I hear you. You know. So whatever. But at least we're out of the danger zone. We're in the deal zone. We're in the title zone.
Yes, exactly. And the beauty of
we're in the title zone.
The sun's not setting till 6 o'clock now before.
Yeah,
you
man,
know,
we got a light.
It'll be later.
Yeah, some clocks. We're in the title zone.
I am who I am. It is what it is.
Oh, we're gonna have some fun with him. All right. So here's what I want you to do. All right. We have to fix Tunis. We need the biggest booers. Like, I'm shocked that we've never actually done a booing contest. So we're going to do this contest, right? It's two divisions. The boo division and the ball break division. And we're going to have the audience and the YouTubers. Hello, YouTubers. The audience and the YouTubers, we're going to have them great, like American Idol style. All right?
Okay.
So they're going to be judges.
British Bake Off?
Yes. Right. And, you know.
Hate that damn show.
You know. Dude, how could you, can't hate those people.
Because they cry.
I love those people.
Like, here's the thing, dude. They don't win anything. I just realized. I looked it up.
Yes, they do.
No. They win. Congratulations.
No, there's a cash prize.
No prize.
They don't win. They don't win a dollar. Dime.
Like, you know how all those other shows are, you win like a grand.
Yeah,
you win towards your own restaurant.
To your own restaurant.
Dude, they don't win anything.
Get the hell out of here.
They don't win anything.
Are you sure?
And so they're all in tears. Oh my God, Paul doesn't like my cookies. And like, they don't, like, okay.
Okay, it's time.
They suck. That's all.
She watches it.
They, like, you're, it's not like you're going to open up a shop.
Come on. They really?
They don't win anything. They win pride. You know what I say?
I don't know.
Bleep pride.
Come on. I can't. How could you have a show without winning anything?
Probably because it's not in the United States. It's probably cool out there, man. Like, it's just like, you know, honor.
No, but you need more than just honor. Are you kidding me?
Night of the fight, you may feel a slight sting. I just can't see. That's pride. Pride.
Bleep pride. You know what's funny? I watched the, one of the few shows I like on Sunday mornings. I love the CBS Sunday morning show.
Yeah, you talked about that before.
I love that show. The show is great. The storytelling is fantastic, right? They do such a great job. So they did a Samuel L.
Oh, nice.
Feature, right? So, of course, they go to the iconic scene. You know, when I will strike down upon you, furious anger, great vengeance, and furious anger. And the greatest is, you know, people actually thought that that was a biblical, like a verse in the Bible.
Right, right, exactly.
That was an actual Bible verse. He's like, nah, man. It was good. That's where Tarantino. How could you, like, Pat doesn't
Pat,
like
yeah, to, Pat's anti-Tarantino.
Like, how could you be anti-Tarantino? When you create something like that, where people actually thought it was a biblical verse.
Right.
And he's so great, Samuel L., that he delivers it. You know, it was perfect.
Right.
Whatever.
By the way, speaking of Sunday viewing, yeah. I watched Winning Time last night, first episode.
Oh, no, really?
First episode, I waited till, dude, because Christy was up, she wasn't interested, so I waited till she went to bed, and then I did some things. I watched it at 11 o'clock last night.
You did?
Yeah.
I was on the Peaky Blinders.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're still
fine. I am, yeah. So how was it?
I thought it was good. I mean, it was a lot of setting up, obviously. Like,
I got to see it.
A lot of setting up.
Don't tell me about it.
No, it's good. John C., they did a very good job with John C. Reilly.
So let me ask. We need a rule here. So can we discuss the show on Fridays?
What, like episode?
That's what I propose.
Episode one we will discuss on Friday?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I used to do that
6 days.
With the Sopranos. Now, everybody was like, that. You don't understand. Like, when it was in the moment.
Yeah, it was appointment viewing.
Everybody was watching.
Yeah, like, I didn't have to watch at 9 o'clock. I watched at 11 last night.
Right, but back in the day, it was like, you had to watch it. And
right.
People watched, like, Sunday night HBO was a thing. Pre all the, you know.
Right.
Binge. So, I would love to watch this.
Yeah, and they did a great job. I mean, the guy that's playing Magic looks like him. The guy that's playing Kareem looks like him.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
They did a very good job with this.
What it does is, dude, this is what really excites me. See, what a show like Winning Time does, and for those unfamiliar, it's HBO. It's the Lakers 80s Showtime. And it's a scripted series. It's not a documentary, so it's television.
Right.
That's based on actual events. And what this does is it opens up sports for dramatic series. How many times I pitched shows like that, and they would laugh. Sports, what do you know?
Right.
The whole thing. Like, I want to do an Iverson one.
Oh, my God, it'd be awesome.
Right? I pitched that.
He's so iconic. Actually, people nationally. Like
the idea. I got a Corral AI. But, like, I thought that would be a fun, like, a fun piece.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know? But that winning time, I'm looking forward to it. I forgot. And I
yeah, it was
truthfully,
good last night.
I completely forgot. You know, when you get involved in a show, like I'm involved.
Right.
I went from, you know, obsessing with Gamora to, you know, having my depression afterwards. And I jumped into this. I watched one episode of this show, which I liked, Magnifico. But then I wound up on the Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
And I love the Peaky Blinders. That show is outrageous. But we're entering the no TV zone, too.
Yeah, I know. Bad.
No
now,
TV.
Sunday night's good.
No TV zone. Right. You got time for one show. And you're right. Sunday night. See, here's the problem. No TV zone begins with the tournament.
Yes.
Because you just watch games.
Yeah, all day.
Bad enough. Sixer games are always must-see TV. And then, you know, then you're going to start with playoffs. And, you know, you get into that sports time.
Yep.
NFL, you got to get your draft stuff going. So.
Trying to kill some stuff now.
Correct. All right. Let's go to the phones. You ready? I saw this man. So yesterday, real quick. Yesterday, Tunis. It was gorgeous out, wasn't it?
Beautiful. Yeah.
You know where I was? Freezing my stones off
at
the rink. I was freezing my, because Massimo had hockey practice, then baseball practice, but it's beautiful outside, and it's freezing in there. We were in Hollydale, and I couldn't feel my nose. I'm like, dude, it's beautiful outside,
yep.
And I'm in it. Freak, I want to go to the Diamond,
yeah.
throw the rawhide around. And I saw my man, Brother Scott. How about Brother Scott's in Hollydale? Brother Scott.
Brother Ann, Brother Tunis, what's good with you?
It was good to see you yesterday, Brother Scott.
No doubt, man. I told him when I got home, Nia was like, look, you could have stayed all night. I'm like, wow. She did some time away from me. It's like when she goes out with her sister, I'm just like, bye.
Yeah.
She said, oh, you're home. I'm like, yeah, I'm home. But Brother Ann, what can I say about you, man? You're a class act, and we go back a long way, man. So,
that was great to see you, brother.
Brother Tunis can be with you. We can all.
Yeah, well, listen, Brother Tunis moving over across the bridge, so he's going to be stuck with me.
Okay, had some food upstairs at the Dunlop's.
Yeah, I like it.
Yes, sir. But let's get down to business. Then they got other callers. Brother Ant, I saw Will today. Oh, man. I couldn't do it. I said, Will, what you got for me today? Oh, you see the game when he.
Well, tell the audience about Will. Will's day. Is the Sixer hater, right?
Yeah.
He's the Sixer hater.
He gets on the bus with me every time. When Curry and Drummond was doing good, you see the game. As soon as they both had bad game, out of Will. And then the Harden thing. I said, Will, we you wanted to keep Thibel. You wanted to keep Maxey, and we did. And you're still barking about Harden and didn't play. But what did I tell you yesterday, Brother Ann? It's damned if you do, damned if you don't. Excuse my French. Because, look, if we would have got hurt, then people would have, you should have sat him. We sat him, and people are still barking, so.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, that's where you got to stop. You got to check yourself.
Yeah, before you wreck yourself. But I'm ready for tonight's game, Brother Ann. And my thing is, tonight's game, they can't start Korkmaz again. Me and you discussed that last. You know, yesterday, man, I don't know what you do with. I don't know what you do with them.
Well, you know what they're trying to do. And Brother Scott, it was great to see you, baby.
Yes, sir.
All right, be safe. You know, listen, I get it. I understand Korkmaz's frustration. I completely get it. And they won't start him tonight because Harden will be back. So they're not going to start him. But what he was trying to do is he's trying to.
I need to grow a bomb up.
Yes, get a little confidence for the playoffs. He's going to try. Doc's going to try to do that. Because, you know, listen, off the bench, we know the bench is thin. You got Niang, you're going to have DeAndre Jordan, and you're going to have Danny Green. So he's still hoping that somehow Korkmaz gets some legs and can shoot a little bit. That's what's in his mind.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, he's just having a dreadful season. Like, it's been all a year.
Oh, dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're 100% right.
It's been he came out out the gate pretty hot, and then it's just, whew, it's just been dreadful. Now, you didn't mention Shake's name in the rotation. You and I both believe that they like Shake.
I don't know how much they like Shake.
I just feel like they do. I don't know. I feel like they love him. I think they want to be Jamal Crawford so bad. You know, right? Like, they want him to be the sixth man so bad. And last year, that you saw it last year, they gave him a lot of run in the playoffs.
Yeah,
man.
Because I don't think they have anybody else. So I mean, honestly, I don't know. Dude, listen, I'm not the biggest Shake fan. I got to be honest.
I don't blame you.
I mean, listen, you know, Shake and Korkmaz, it's kind of like
the time has come.
It's kind of like the measles and the mumps. You know what I'm saying? They're both kind of the same rash.
Yes, and they both.
You know what I mean?
Don't want any of them,
right? But you know, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah, I could see Doc trying to get a little run for like taking turns, hoping that one. Because what happens is, like, a Shake will get hot one out of every eight games,
right?
And he'll score like 11 points in 7 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he'll give up 10 on the defensive side, but at least he scored that 11.
Right, he might give up 13, 14,
yeah.
But correct.
Turnover.
Right.
Go ahead, right. He scored 11. Right.
So there was the one game, if you remember, where Shake against the Hawks in that series.
Yeah, he goes off.
Where he got hot and he carried him, and he was chasing members. They're going to try to do that.
Yes.
And the same thing with Korkmaz. We're going to, like, in the one out of seven games that he actually hit a couple threes.
He played well against the Wizards. He actually was good in that series.
Right.
Offensively.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome? I mean, I don't know. Isn't that, like, completely awesome that we have to deal with those two?
No, it's not awesome. Well, that is not the word. It sucks.
It's called being facetious, Junis.
That's right. It stinks.
But, you know, all right. So the other thing is the booze. And the ball breaking. Now, you must know some great ball breakers.
Yeah, and ball breakers get more points than booers to me.
Okay.
Because listen, there's a good hearty boo is talented.
Yeah, no. If you decide to boo, I want it to be a good boo. Like,
it's got
to
be hard.
It's got to be loud. It's got to be throaty. A throaty boo.
But a ball breaker takes talent.
Yeah. So what are you going to say to Ben? Rock knows. Yo, Rock.
Hey, how you doing this morning, cuz?
What's going on, Rock?
Hey, look, I have the perfect way to send him home and send him right to the mental health facility because we're going to drive him crazy. This is what I propose. Anybody who has a ticket to that game, when they're announcing the Brooklyn Nets, the whole time they're announcing them, say, Harden, Harden. And then once the ball drops and they start playing, automatically, two cheers back and forth. One half of the stadium, one half of the court says, Harden's playing. The other half says, where is Ben? Harden's playing.
Where is Ben?
Then we finish it up because this is the death drop. This is the moment.
This is going to make him cry?
This is going to make him cry. You still can't shoot. You're a loser. You still can't shoot. You're a loser. Both halves. Just back and forth like it's two high schools going against each other, just back and forth to the point where he has to leave.
You can't.
They whisper in his ear. He gets up and he walks out and we cheer. But we had to do it in that.
All right, so let's pick up the one thing. So you want to say you still can't shoot.
Yep. Ben's a loser. Still can't shoot. Ben's a loser.
Okay, that's your chant. I like it. Now, let me go to the judges. I like this now. First, Chunas, Judge Chunas. Well, what do you think?
It's all right. I like the back and forth. I like having it split.
Yes,
I like that. Earns creativity points.
And yes. Even if you don't like that one, Harden's playing. Where is Ben? Harden's playing.
Junas?
Where is Ben?
I like the first one better.
You like Harden's playing?
Where is Ben?
The other one better. I like the can't shoot.
I prefer that one too.
Because I'd rather
that's good work by you, Rock. That's good stuff. Hardy, you still can't shoot. Ben's a loser.
All right. I'll be honest. The traditional bleep Ben Simmons will probably.
Okay, but we're qualifying people here.
Yes.
All right.
And you can't just give bleep Ben Simmons because that's not
right. Original. That's not enough. Right. Yeah. We got to figure out. You know, how do you bust the stones again? What's the give me the, some of the YouTube? We got to come up with a system, Junis.
Yes.
Where we can go to the people, find out what they say for each slogan. And each, but like we need judges.
Yeah, early responses, they do not like that chant.
Okay.
Yeah.
They say no. Yeah. All right. And then on the, let's make Mike a judge. Chevy. Let's get him as a judge too.
Okay.
And who else is back there?
We got a Vito back there today.
And let's get Vito back there. He's a judge too. All right.
That sounds good.
So you're three main judges. And then the YouTube. Like, YouTube gets supreme power.
And then at 12 o'clock, everything that we have in can you just get thrown in the trash because you can ask Tyrone his thoughts and he'll think all of them stink.
And yeah, well, Tyrone's he's the general.
Right.
He's not a judge in this case.
No.
Because he won't he won't crown anyone.
No, he won't.
All right.
But that's why I love him.
I hear you. So it'll be fun, all right? This is where we got to get our system down. It'll be a long week. We got to get clever, and we need our booze, right?
Yeah, it's got to be more clever. Like, remember last year, I hated everybody who was a part of it. The Trey is balding when they did the Trey Young chant. Like, that's not good.
Yes.
It started with New York when they took on, when they were in the Garden, and then for some reason, Sixers fans carried that over. And it's just, that's a dumb chant.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't like that at all.
Especially when he's cooking your ass. Like, I don't need to hear.
Yeah, like you want to do something.
I don't care about Trey's hair.
Yeah, no, that was bad. I agree with that.
We can get a lot deeper with Ben.
Yeah, we can get.
It can become problematic.
And I prefer not to, invoke any of the mental health thing. If you want to joke around, say I want to make him cry. That's fair game. You know what I mean?
He
quit on you.
Yes, he did.
The fact that he quit on Philadelphia. I think it's fair that you make him cry.
Just have a Kendall Jenner chant going.
Hey, woman. I still think that's a great one. All right. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's how you reach us. Cuz Radio Tunis just getting started on a Monday.
And this is Andrew Salchunas. You looking to get engaged? Well, you got something coming up this weekend that you do not want to miss. It's the Family and Company Jewelers Verragio Trunk Show. It starts this Thursday, March 10th, and it's on the 11th and 12th as well. See the largest selection of Verragio rings in the area and save hundreds, maybe even thousands on the ring of her dreams. You get to preview brand new styles and settings and have Verragio custom design a ring just for you. Family Company Jewelers is your bridal headquarters with the largest selection of diamonds and the best prices and best service around. Just take a look at their reviews online and you'll see what I'm talking about. They have almost 2,000 five-star reviews and have been helping people get the right ring for more than 80 years. And I can say this with experience because that's where I went and got my engagement ring for my beautiful wife. I got the wedding band along with the engagement ring. So before she even said yes, I was all set for wedding day. We've gone there for anniversaries. My parents have gone there for anniversaries. I've sent other friends to go to Family Company Jewelers to get their engagement ring. So shout out to my buddies who have done that. Trust me, if you want to get an amazing designer ring at a fraction of the designer price, you need to get to their Verragio Trunk Show. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, March 10th, this Thursday through Saturday, the 12th, and save big at the Verragio Trunk Show. If you can't make it in store, you can always shop online at familycompanyjewelers.com. Sorry, familyjewelers.com. Just another reason that Family Company Jewelers is South Jersey's diamond destination.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
.975 The Fanatic.
Hey! 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 Hey!
11 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Happy, happy, happy Monday to all. We got a game tonight. Feels good to have a game tonight. Sixers, Bulls, and then that sets the stage for Thursday. And Sixers, Brooklyn, the return of Simmons, who will be on the bench at Wells Fargo, which I think is a smart move, Junis.
For Ben?
Yep.
Well, just to...
For, by Brooklyn, for
just,
Simmons.
To just hear it.
Yeah.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah. I think it's smart.
I'm still going to love that first game when he just gets booed every time he touches the ball.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, he's got to get... Listen, our pound of flesh is our pound of flesh. But I'm talking about from a Brooklyn standpoint, I think it's smart.
Yeah, because so he can get out of the way, rip off the
for him to get right. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big deal. Like, that's a big deal for him to feel it, to sense it.
He's going to feel it. For
you know what I mean?
Does he make it through the whole game? Or does he go to the tunnel at halftime and not come back out?
Maybe. Yeah, that's a good question. Will he? How many guys will he have thrown out?
Yeah, I brought that up to you this morning. I mean, now...
You said it. LeBron is...
LeBron does it every game. Every game he's thrown somebody out.
Which is kind of bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, he claimed one time, I forget what it was. It was around the holidays, and apparently they... Like, listen, the people were apparently getting nasty about his family, like, saying stuff, but I can only take his word. I didn't hear the other side. I don't know. Like, did they say Bronny stinks? Or were they, like, saying, like, nasty things?
Like, listen, you know, here's the problem. When you put him in a commercial, and you put him out there like that, like you do, you know, it's kind of open season.
Right, especially when
it's not right.
If you draft him, I'm going to play for your team, all like that kind of stuff.
Like, that sucks. It does. But there's so much pressure on the kid, it's tough. You know?
But yeah, he's getting somebody kicked out every game. So does Russell Westbrook. He does that a lot.
Yeah. At least, listen, you got to be able to take a little bit.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, I get it. Like, you're sitting there going, yo, dude, like, really? And listen, I don't blame him for the kid. Like, you mentioned your family.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get angry.
Like, you know, it's like, yo, dude, really? Get him out. Get his ass, like, you know, to have the power to go get him out. Out. You know. But it's a tough thing that you're opening up. I do think it's smart for Simmons to hear. Now, again, LeBron does it at home. Is he going to be able to do that on the road? Is Simmons going to be able to do it at Wells Fargo when there's a whole arena, you know, raining down on him?
Well, that's the thing, right.
We going to throw everybody out?
No. I could see the photo now. You know, hey, if you work for one of the newspapers, take note. Like, you get a shot of Ben and you try to get the crowd behind him. I guarantee you there's going to be, like, Sixers fans standing up, pointing at him and all that kind of stuff. That's going to be an awesome shot.
See, here's the problem, right?
Photographers.
Yeah, no, here's the problem. You're going to have the national media descend upon this.
Oh, of course. And that shot will go nationally.
Right.
Yep, and it'll be like, look at these Sixers fans yelling at Ben.
Right.
He's just trying to sit there and watch the game.
And then you'll have the sympathizers.
Yes.
Everybody says that, you know, we're in...
The fake Mina Kimes.
Right.
Who made fun of him.
Right.
And all of a sudden is, oh, no.
Oh, look at
they make fun of him?
Look at those meanies. And here's the thing. If you quit on a team, that fans deserve to have some repercussions.
Yeah.
That's
especially
fair.
When you were the one seed last year. You ran away.
Dude, you know, that's fair. I'm sorry. As long as it doesn't go into vulgarity.
Yeah.
If he cries, he cries.
Sounds pretty familiar.
If he cries, he cries.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I cannot wait just to hear it and to see it and to feel it. It's going to be incredible.
The only thing that sucks is there's no Matt Court introduction, right? Because he's not playing at all.
Right.
So you can't even give it the chance to...
I would tell Matt Court to somehow fit him in.
I would, too.
And welcome back.
Yeah, exactly.
to the Wells Fargo Arena, Ben Simmons.
Maybe as the six, maybe the Sixers do this. You do a quick little, you do a quick little tribute, like a 20-second tribute.
Oh, that's great, because the
and that then gives the people the chance to start booing on demand.
Yes. Yes.
The Sixers look good because they're doing a tribute to Ben, thanking him for his time in Philadelphia. But that's also the chance for the Sixers fans to go, oh, now's our shot to boo at Ben.
It's a good idea. That's being diabolical.
Yes.
Oh, I like
that.
Let's see what Alex says. Alex.
Yo, cuz.
No, Al.
Hey, I was down in Miami for the game this weekend, and I had to call because I got a good story for you.
Oh, yeah?
That'll put you in the title zone. It's a good one for you.
Get the title zone ready, Tunis. Yes.
We got the tickets. Me and my fiance, she gets me Valentine's Day. We make the trip. We're getting ready in the hotel room, and I get the notification on the phone that Harden's going to sit. So I get upset. I'm not upset with him, but I'm upset. You know, we made the trip. I wanted to see the team play. But she's pumping me up. So I throw on my Embiid jersey. She throws on her Maxi jersey. And we walk to the elevator probably about an hour and a half before the game. And she's pumping me up. Hey, we're about to go see Joe play, Maxi play. It's going to be a good night. I'm looking at
the How about your girl, man? That sounds like a great girl right there.
Oh, man. Well, big Maxi fan. The ladies love Maxi. That's a fact.
Yeah.
We get in the elevator. And I'm looking at the ground, and all of a sudden, out of my girl's voice, I hear the biggest gasp you ever heard. And I look up, and in that elevator, I'm face-to-face with none other than the beard.
No! No!
James Harden. So now I'm pumped he's not playing, because he would have been at the arena hours earlier. Now I'm hanging with him.
So what's the hotel? What hotel were you?
It was the Four Seasons in Brickell, Miami.
That's nice.
So, all right.
Yeah, we could go on forever because I ended up seeing the whole team later that night. We hung out in the lobby and waited for them to all to come through. Some people did, some didn't. But I wanted to tell you one quote from him that he said in the elevator because I thought you might like this.
Yes.
We're going back and forth a little bit. And I said, hey, I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for the city of Philadelphia. When he looked back at me, you know what he said? He said, I haven't done anything yet.
Oh, my God.
I felt like that elevator was the heat of the title zone right then and there.
Dude,
and it got me pumped.
I haven't done anything yet. Wow!
Yeah.
I know that, Alex! We're going streaking! The beard! He's in the title zone, the beard!
We get off the elevator, cuz. He looks me in the eyes. He says, hey, one more thing. Can you do me a favor? I said, anything, sir. He said, hey, when Monday rolls around, tell Tunis to play the friggin' song.
Yeah! That was awesome, Alex! You're the freaking man!
Welcome to Philadelphia!
Wow, what a call! Dude, I got chills with that story.
Thank you, 97.5.
I believe it, too. Staying at the Four Seasons. That's where they would stay. I like it.
Especially to play the song part. That obviously happened.
Well, no, not that part. But I believe the I haven't done anything. Yeah, I can see
him saying
that.
Yeah, no, I can definitely see him
saying that. I believe that.
That's cool.
And I choose to believe the he told Tunis to, you know, play
the
song.
That definitely happened, yeah.
Can you do me one more favor? Come Monday, could you tell Tunis?
He's like Adrian, bringing Brain Rock. Come here. Come here.
Hey, James.
Win.
Well, what are we waiting for?
That's awesome, dude. What a great call, man. That's fantastic. All right, time for a little morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia.
No, God, please, no. No.
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady, shut up.
Will you just shut your trap?
Please. Shut up.
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
All right, two thoughts, two quick ones. One, I was thinking, listen, I hope that the Chicken Littles aren't plentiful today. I really was. I was like, I hope we get perspective. We have enough perspective that Saturday night was not a big deal. All right? Like, I kind of understand it, but I'm just praying that for the most part. It feels like it's not a big deal, although you had...
I think people have gotten over it because I had the Sunday morning shift, right? I was the first show on the air after the Sixers game the next day, and you know, there are people complaining. Right away we put out the tweet before the show started, like, hey, Jamie and Andrew coming up next, blah, blah, blah. And one guy responded with, time to hear excuses about the loss last night. And, you know, I think there are people that were disappointed the next morning, but I think we've gotten over it almost 48 hours later, which is good.
Is that, I mean, I just don't understand it, so I'm hoping.
It's looking to complain.
Well, what was the one guy, what was his name?
Mike from Cherry Hill. He called and he was angry, dude, yelling. Like, I had to do the Geico Camel. I was like, Mike. Like, I had to try to, he kept going. He
really?
Would not stop. He wasn't listening to Jamie and I, so I had to do the Geico Camel. And then I was finally asked him, I was like, so you watched last night? He said, yeah, of course I did. And you saw that James Harden didn't play, and Furkan Korkmaz had to play 22, and then he started freaking out. They should have showed more heart, and Miami got the best of them. And this is a rivalry. They should have won, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, all right, man, we'll be back on Monday.
All right. Whatever.
Yeah.
I still don't even understand it, but whatever. The other thing is, I heard something that this morning that I was like, we got to check ourselves. Because this is the height of when empires crumble. They order out $17 milkshakes. So, Connor, now, to Connor's credit, he never went through with it. But the other night, Connor contemplated ordering a $17 milkshake for delivery.
What?
Yeah. He could go for a milkshake.
Probably wasn't sober.
And he was thinking, I want to order a $17 milkshake. It's going to cost him $17.
Yeah, between the
to get a
shipping fee.
To get a delivery.
the online transaction.
I don't know, GoPuff or whatever.
Yeah, all those things.
But it was, $17 to get a milkshake delivered. Now, if you want a milkshake that bad, you got to go out and get one.
Yeah, exactly. You can't be ordering a
$17. But I hear this all the time. I hear people who order Wawa delivery.
Yeah, just go.
Some deliveries, unnecessary delivery.
Yeah, I agree. Because, like, if you wanted the Wawa that bad, like, the Wawa's there tomorrow. You know what I mean? Especially if you're, like, listen, Connor, I'm sure, was not 100% sober, so he probably didn't want to drive, right? You know, rightfully so. But if there's not a milkshake place in walking distance, you don't order the milkshake. Plus, by the time the milkshake gets there,
dude,
it's not gonna be that great,
right?
Like, I'm sure they have some sort of cooler, but come on, it's not the same.
Yeah, first of all, the milkshake you can't deliver a milkshake.
No, you and I remember during the pandemic, you and I had this conversation. Like, there are things you can't order for delivery, like a burger, which I try to do because I was trying to help out all the local spots in Manayunk. But
they're
like,
never the same, dude.
But like, the burger, it's sitting in the hot compartment. And then the bun gets all soggy and all that kind of
stuff.
It's
bad on you.
Yeah.
Bad.
You can't go milkshake delivery. You know, that's not good.
Nah, it's not good. The milkshake just... And forget about the delivery itself. $17.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like, that's just... You're going to spend $17?
Unless there's booze in the milkshake or something. Like,
okay, well, then you talk to me. But but $17? That's what... Listen, I'm not a big order guy. Although I went overnight for my birthday, we went to the AKA, and I forgot a bottle. I wanted to get a bottle delivered.
Okay,
right? Because the state stores were closed. We were in a hotel. I don't know. There was nothing near there.
Right.
And I wanted to get a bottle of champagne. Right. Like, just to, you know, nothing expensive.
Yeah, I got you.
And you couldn't do it. And I was like, I'll just take a bottle of anything.
Right.
And you couldn't get it delivered. It's like 2 days.
Oh,
I
wanted sucks.
To, yeah.
That stinks.
But you got to check yourself with the $17
milkshake. You can't do the $17. Yeah. Now, speaking of booze, you and I had a conversation this morning, and I want to continue it. So you know, I might be moving across the pond soon. And by pond, I mean into the state of New Jersey.
Yes.
I'm already trying to map out. This is a new house, right? I'm trying to do some things. And I would love to build a bar. Now, right now, as you know, I'm going dry until the baby is here. I've survived a week, so I'm very, very proud of myself. But I'm thinking about my next excursion, and so I would like to build a bar. Now, the question is...
Build the bar. I like build the bar.
There's half... The basement is partially finished. There's a garage, and I've never had a garage, you know, my own garage. I obviously grew up... My parents' house had a two-car garage. And there's a backyard. So where do I build the bar? Do I go basement, garage, or out back? I was thinking about that this morning. Like, that is where my mind was this morning. It was, where am I going to drink when I'm at this new house?
Dude, I don't know what kind of deal you can get, but if you're gonna look for a spot, I think you're going to go outdoor, dude.
You think
like
so?
The outdoor piece?
Yeah, one of the neighbors.
Like, that would be tremendous. Like, if you're able to... the problem is, I don't know how it might be too expensive, but...
Like, well, I want to build it.
Like, I'm imagining, like a tiki type of thing.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Like, you do, like, a tiki joint.
One of the neighbors has something like that in their backyard.
Really?
Which is kind of cool.
But you want to build it yourself?
Yes. Yeah, it's good.
Could you build a tiki situation?
I'll figure it out.
Could you?
Yeah, sure. I'll give it a shot.
I'll tell you what.
Might not look perfect, but...
I'll help you.
You know, it's going to be my thing. You know what I'm saying?
You want me to help you?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what to do. I'll just be a laborer.
You can drink the booze that will be associated with the...
you say, hey, Aunt, pick up those logs or whatever. All right. You know.
You're a locksman?
Or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
I'm a grunt. Right, I'm not the brains of the operation.
You're a brunt. Brunt workwear. You got that coming up in a few minutes. The other thing, and I had this conversation with Jamie yesterday, it made me think about you. Yesterday, and I asked people if they could help me figure out what my first dad thing will be. Because the bro recently got a new lawnmower, and he can't stop talking about it. That's such like a suburban dad conversation piece, your lawnmower, right? And I was thinking, like, what's gonna be my first dad thing? Now, my buddy Eric was in town. He's the one that taught English in other countries. He works in Alabama now, so like every time I get to see him, it's a joy. And he said, dude, I can't wait for you to be rocking New Balances. I was like, dude, I'm not gonna do that. I know for a fact I will not be a New Balance wearer. He did
so
say,
that's a dad.
Yeah, my father is the prototype.
A New Balance, okay.
He's a prototype. He is New Balance, the wide fit shoes.
Okay.
White socks. If it's the colder weather months, jeans, brown belt, tucked in shirt, like not button down, like, you know, Temple dad, like tucked, like he is the prototype.
Okay.
If there was a catalog of dads, my dad would be front page, right?
He's okay.
Fanny pack, you know, everything.
Right.
So I, growing up with him, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm alike with my father, but I'm like, I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to have that look. So I'm trying to figure out what my first dad thing will be, but it made me think, what was your first dad thing? You have two kids. Like, did you do something like right away where you were like, I've reached dad status here, other than actually having the kids?
I don't know.
Because you don't wear New Balance. You wear Puma, right? Like, you're not, you know.
I have Nike. I have a multitude of sneakers. I don't know.
Other than being the coach, like you're the coach of.
I'm a learned coach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just a coach, like coming out from dad, like a little bit of a background though.
Yeah. No, I get, but you're associate, like you're a part of everything. Right? You're driving.
I love
all
it.
The
There's
things.
Nothing more than I love than daddom. You know that.
Yes.
But I can't tell you the prototypical daddom.
Like our one of our great listeners, Alyssa, she said that I'm going to probably be the dad that wears the thing that you slip the baby through in front.
Don't do that.
No, I will. I know for a fact that I will. Why? What's wrong with it? It's going to make my life so much easier.
Dude, don't do that.
Why?
Oh. Dude, that's horrible.
Why?
Don't do that. The man thing?
Where the baby sits in front? Yeah, dude, I'm 100% going to do that.
Ew.
Why?
Oh, that's...
If I'm at the grocery store?
Oh. dude, I was with my kids all the time. When they were babies, all the time. That's why I would never.
Really?
No.
Why? What's weird about it?
I can't tell. If you got to ask, I can't say it. I mean, I just, you know, just.
I think it's,
you know,
very.
It's a cringeworthy thing.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, again, I have certain like standards, but.
What does that mean for standards?
Like, I don't know. Like, I, you know. Like, dude, I'm
pushing the cart around. I can't do the stroller and the cart, dude, at the same time.
Dude, I can't lie to you. Where was I? I was some park, right, with Moss, right? He was in a stroller or whatever it was, right? I forget when we were living in the city. I'm with Massimo, and the dude came in with the strap and all.
I'm a two-strapper, too. So.
No, with the kid, the thing, the baby. And,
yeah.
And I texted to my cousin, and we had a laugh about it. Cousin Joey and I.
All right, well, I'll come in here one day with the baby.
Come on, Holmes. You don't need to do that.
I don't mind. If I'm doing stuff, again, if I'm at the store and I can't push the stroller with the cart.
Just, you know, like, you're going to get the baby. Like, you don't need to have... You push the cart, you got the bait, whatever.
I used to be very convenient, man.
I think it's horrible.
Dude, I'm pumped. Let's go.
We're going to have one of those things where you're going to have a man boob, too, for the baby to.
No, I'm not going to. No, I'm not going to be Robert De Niro.
Like, that's, you know.
Meet the Parents. No, I'm not
going to. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no. Or whatever movie that was. Meet the Fockers.
Yeah.
I think it was the second one.
Yeah, come on, Holmes.
I don't think it's that weird.
All right. All right, we got to get back to the phones, and lots to talk about. We got a lot of booze, and I need Chance, and I need just ball breaking sessions. Like, you got to, like, I got to get the H man to call up and rip into Ben. My only fear is that you got to keep it PG. You got to keep PG-13. We talked about Brunt, and then my father goes, you don't even know what end of the hammer to use. Ha, ha, ha. That's what I got, Tunis.
Well, you're going to carry the logs for me.
Did I say I was going to hammer? But right away, my father takes a shot. Listen up, I'm talking about the true working men and women in Philadelphia. Not the fake mans like me and Tunis. Durable, functional, comfortable workwear at a very comfortable price. Brunt Workwear. Brunt sells their super comfortable, high-quality work boots directly to the working Americans that need them the most. Without the markup you get with other brands. Now, guys, I got one of their boots. They're unbelievable, ridiculously comfortable, right out of the box. I don't have to break them in. They're tough. They're durable. Best of all, they look great. Like that. Go to bruntworkwear.com. Use your code Philly to get $10 off your first order. Brunt has incredible work pants, hoodies, jackets, all designed with real tradesmen and women like you, loaded with technical features and super durable, again, but at a bargain price, right? So you get all these great features, and they're durable, but you get it at a bargain price. Use code Philly for $10 off. I don't mean to be blunt, but if you want the best at a great price, it's got to be Brunt. Brunt Workwear, the tools you wear.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You have some water? All right, 11:30 across the Delaware Valley. Our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers. It's where Philly gets engaged. I got Dr. Kim goes, tell him no! No! Why? No baby sling.
Why? I mean, if it's for medical reasons, then I won't. But if it's just because...
All right, whatever, dude. Like, you're stubborn, reasons. Too. You're stubborn about it. So you do you.
Listen, man.
You do you.
I go to a Phillies game. I don't want to bring the stroller around. Just boom, right there. It's nice.
You know who wears baby slings? People like the bro.
I like the bro.
I like the bro, too. But I don't want to emulate the bro.
He wore one yesterday at a brewery.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good move.
Oh, God.
Drinking some beers.
You think that's a good move?
It probably isn't.
The cool factor is zero.
Oh, yeah. I'm not cool. That's fine. I've never thought that I was. I just live my life, man. Here I am.
It's not about you, but we're just debating the merits of a sling, of a baby sling. Like, hit the baby. Like,
yeah, no, that's cool. I'll be holding the baby more than I will have the baby in the sling, but when the time comes and I need it,
let's
go.
She'll have to nurse, not you.
I know that.
All right, just making sure.
Okay.
David is in Drexel Hill. Dave, you're on 90s.
How y'all doing,
what's
man?
Up, Dave? What's up, man?
Hey, for your friend that's getting his first place, Anthony, a mistake that I made that a lot of people always make, I went into dream home for my wife. I ended up with a 6-bedroom, 4-bathroom, swimming pool in the backyard, deck around it, bar in the basement.
Wow, that's nice.
Gone, Anthony. And we was like, my wife was scared to sleep in the house at night. It was so big. But thank God, because there's nothing like having your place and having a little men's area in there. And that would be great for them.
Look at that. The children would love that.
I can't wait. And
two quick things. I think it should be a slogan that when the national media get onto it and everything, that it don't make our city look bad, too. So I was thinking of some stuff like, and people be much smarter than me or call in, but how about something like, we shot Ben. Because it can be interpreted 4 different ways. And we can say, no, we're talking about we shot the ball, Ben. Why not you? So how about we shot Ben? We shot Ben. Why can't you? We shot Ben. Why can't you? And have the fans screaming it or give him a nickname like Chicken Man Ben. Chicken Man Ben. Something that's funny for the whole world to see us and we represent.
All right. Let's go to the judges. Judge Chunis. What do you
Somebody
think?
Somebody else to call and make it better. But, just
it's a start.
We're looking good. Yes.
It's a start.
Yeah, I mean, I like calling somebody a chicken. It's nice.
Chicken Man Ben. Chicken Man Ben.
The chicken is classic.
Are you going to cluck at him?
You know.
Hey, there you go. So that's why I say a fan will add something to it and it'll be nice. Hey, Anthony, just two more quick points I want to make.
Yeah, Dave.
One of the things I think with Corkman, and I don't know if this might be a factor or not, but is Corkman, I use the word white and black because I'm not offended. I hope nobody is. But is he the only white guy on our team? Or
Korkmaz?
Nationality. I couldn't even remember thinking. But
well, he's Turkish.
It might be.
And you have Niang?
Yeah. Maybe he need a little bit more support because I'll tell you the truth, he can play him.
I don't think it's a racial thing. I think it's more.
No, I don't mean racial, nothing negative.
No, I know what you're saying. No. I hear what you're saying.
But just sometime when you're playing with a whole lot of people, Anthony, because if you think about it, he sometimes. If he doesn't hesitate sometimes.
Yeah, that's because he's not very good. Like, he's just not a consistent enough player to warrant minutes in the playoffs.
Because we could be a lot worse than having somebody his skill set. So I just hope that
he's kind of bad, he's not good.
Yeah. Hey, Anthony, the last
Detroit stinks!
Yeah, what's up, buddy? Yeah.
Is there any way possible? I'm going to get you this information. My daughter, just a few months back, she was in the newspaper. She formed one of the first task forces in the state of Pennsylvania for child sex trafficking.
Wow.
And she specializes in abused children and everything.
God bless her. Doing God's work.
Media Basketball Association has jumped on it and setting up a meeting with her. And we're going to Puerto Rico in 2 weeks.
Wow.
What she tried to do, because my grandson is 13, and he's playing ball, is help out the leagues and everything. Like, you have a son, isn't he about 13, Anthony?
Yeah, he's 12. Yeah,
because I know when my son David died, he was having a son right around that period.
Yeah, brother.
So it's nice, and I want to connect her where she can just maybe get a few questions from you and talk to you about it. Because
I would be honored. Listen, first of all, David, I would be honored, all right?
That's great.
Especially someone, of her ilk. Who's doing God's work protecting our children? No, I think it's beautiful. I love, one of my favorite things that I love in life is being a dad and enjoying kids in sports. My favorite thing.
That's what's beautiful.
You know, I love it. No, I would be honored. Now, listen. Yes. The Tunes will give you my number. You shoot me a text. All right? Yes. Hold on, right. Dave. Hold on, buddy. Tunes will give you my number. You text me.
By the way,
give it to your daughter.
So he brought up Corkman. And since the All-Star break, now it's not that many games, but we know it's not going well. A couple people have sent this to me. Furkan, since the All-Star break, is averaging 1.4 points per game, 16.7% field goal percentage, 10% from three, and a net rating of negative 20.
How many shots? I mean, forget about the 10%.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question.
I don't want to hear percent. I want to hear the – it's got to be something substantial. I mean – he's got to have taken, what, at least 20 shots, right?
So I'm at his game logs right now. So the first game post-All-Star break was Minnesota. So in that game, he attempted two threes. So one of two.
All right, you figure that out. I'm going to go to Mike. Okay. All right. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mike.
Guys, what's going on? How you doing?
Yo, Mike.
I just wanted to share something that I have. I wanted to get your opinion on it because I know you're a big basketball guy, Eric.
Yeah, Mike.
So I got in the beginning of the season. Not the beginning. It was definitely early in the season. It's like kind of when Embiid was out with COVID.
Huh?
I placed an Embiid MVP bet, and the odds I got 40-1.
Wow, my man, Mike, you're going to score with that one, baby.
I'm hoping so. I don't want to be pessimistic, but do you think the Joker's going to get him?
No, I know he played triple-double last night. And no, I don't think he gets him again. No, I think it's Embiid's turn. I think we're arcing toward our year. Remember, you know how things start to feel a certain way? And, you know, we felt that with the Eagles where things started to go our way. And even if, despite the odds, they went our way, right? With Foles the backup and how well he played. I don't know. I got this feeling, vibe, that things are going to go our way. I think Embiid wins the MVP. I think the Sixers make a great run, you know, hoping it ends with a title or at least close to it. And obviously, I think it's a good ticket.
I like it. I like the optimism. Thank you.
I really know. I'm serious. Like, if I thought there was a chance, I'd say sell it. But, you know, I'm sure you spent – listen – that's a sweet one right there.
Yeah, it's a big payout. I put a 425 to pay like 17 grand.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you got to keep that.
Yeah. I think obviously the Sixers team is what the Nuggets are doing. I think the Western's a little, you know, less
talented. Yeah, the East is way better than the West.
Yeah. But I think that game that they play the Nuggets coming up, I think that's going to be pretty big. And I trust the Sixers more than the Nuggets. So I think Embiid could dominate him in that game. But for the chant for Ben, I'm going to the game. I'm happy to see that he's going to be at least on the sideline. This is a little, you know, pretty basic. But has anybody said, like, Bum Simmons? Just calling him flat Bum Simmons?
Bum Simmons? Yeah, yeah, well, I listen to that.
Bum Simmons.
Listen, I'm always in, and good stuff, brother. Don't worry about that Nuggets game or anything like that. I think you're looking good.
He's a bum.
The idea, the use of the word bum would be good. It's old school throwback. I think we could definitely do that. All right, do me a favor, guys. Sit tight because I want to get my man up here. I got robbed of my crossover Thursday night. I love doing the Cousins Corner with Parks. But one of the reasons why I really love doing it is I get to talk to Devon after. And sometimes the crossover tunis is as long as the show. So, and Flyers played. I didn't get a chance to hook up with my man. So, I want to talk some ball with him. Here he is. You hear him here on the Fanatic every night. He's the man, and he's terrific. Devon Givens. Devon!
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Yo, we got robbed from the other night, so I figured, come on, man. And now we're in the title zone. I need you every week.
I'm here.
You know what I'm saying? It. All right, let's start off with just trying to quell people's weird panic about Saturday night.
It was one game. At some point, there was going to be the high that everyone was on. At some point, they were going to lose the game. They weren't going to go 24-0 with James Harden as part of the team. So that just happened to be one against the Miami Heat. second night of a back-to-back where they had to use a lot of energy against that Cleveland Cavaliers team the night before. And sure, there were some things that you didn't necessarily like, and maybe even with Embiid and seeming a little disinterested or just not getting it going the way that he did. But with him, he's carried this team for 60 games on his shoulders. I'm not worried about that. And as a team, again, you're going to lose some games. So they have one more against Miami, maybe a better opportunity, especially with James Harden in the lineup, and see where it goes from there. But that did nothing for me but look at it as a schedule loss. And I was more impressed that they came back and found themselves 4 points
down. Yes, I was thinking the same thing. I also was thinking that it's a shame because it would have been a good time to rest and beat, too, because he looked tired. He looked a little gassed, like in a wall.
Yeah, he absolutely did. So that's why I said I erased that as well. He's done so much for this team to keep them. I mean, look, man, we were talking about them as a team at 29 and 22 after he came back from COVID. The rest of the guys came back from COVID, and that's strictly because of him and what he was able to do. Also, Tyrese Maxey stepping up in a big way. So, yeah, I'm not worried about that one game. There are 19 games left. They still have plenty of time to prove points to people. In the end. And for me, the point to be made again, because they've won so many games over the last couple of seasons and all these 50 win seasons, man, it's about the playoffs. So
yes,
yeah, I want to see the 50 wins pile up as we all should. But at the end of it all, that's what's most important.
Yeah, I agree. The only thing I'm rooting for as far as wins would be concerned is I'd like to see them try to get a home court advantage as much as possible, because I do think that building works as a home court advantage.
I do too. And it's one that, as we talk about that, and yeah, sure, they fell short a season ago, but we all know what else played a part in that. He's no longer here. So I do too. So for me, it's remaining in the top three. Ideally get the number one overall seed, but at the very least, just be able to get that top three seed, because they've been phenomenal on the road.
Yeah.
And if they can carry that on the road as well, I think they'll be in a good place.
Yeah, I'm with you. The other thing that came up, and we're talking to Devon, the other thing, the big story is that Ben will be in the building Thursday night. He won't play, but he will be on the Brooklyn bench. What is your read there?
First thing was, this was a Brooklyn and Clutch agency thing that they came together about.
Yeah.
That they need to get this out of the way, get it over.
Yep.
And while it'll be a little different, of course, when he's actually playing and his name needs to be announced and the starting lineup or a basket to score, whatever it is, I think they came together on this one and just simply looked at it and said, we have to get this out of the way. And if this is one that you have to just suck up and get it out of the way, then get it out of the way, because they are in eighth place and they're losing some tough games. And Kyrie Irving cannot play in all their games, and Ben Simmons is not there, and Kevin Durant is having to shoulder the load once again. That one, yeah, for me, I don't know how you felt, but I thought this was a Brooklyn and Clutch thing. I don't think he wants to do it.
Of course not. Nah, it was up to him.
Right.
Yeah,
he the organization.
Nah. Yeah, and he's got – listen, I actually think it's smart for them – because you gotta get him used to it, and this is like a soft launch, right? Where he's in the building, people will, you know, the insults will cascade around him, and he can get used to it because he's going to have to get used to it every time he comes here.
Yeah, the tough part is he's going to actually have to sit there and just take it.
Yeah,
he's not running up and down the floor where he's
right.
Distracted.
Right.
Sit there and take it
the
entire time. Yep.
So if we're gonna do, because you do the draft lines, if we're gonna put together reaction, the odds for reaction for Simmons, right? So we'll have he holds his ears, hands over his ears, right? Sitting there stoic was the favorite, right? As it all comes out, crying would be a long shot, but I would love to see it. Where would you go? His reaction. What do you want to hear?
I would go stoic, because he's not one to show emotion.
Right.
And even when he did show emotion in the past, where he would make a good play, look, and as much as you and I loved him, he's one of those guys. You know how we look back at it, McNabb, and we'd be like, oh, we love McNabb, but we know he was a corny guy.
Yes.
Right? Ben Simmons is always that corny guy that would try to do a little bit of those extra things to kind of ingratiate himself in the crowd. He's not going to do that. He doesn't want to bring any extra undue attention to himself than what will already be laid at his feet on that night. So stoic is my answer. That's the odds that I would take.
All right, now also, I forgot to add the fourth option, which is fake smile. Fake laughter.
He'll do a fake smirk. Yeah, as if I'm unbothered by this.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's him.
That's the favorite. Yeah, over Stone. I still would love to see, it won't happen, but I would love to see him cry.
Yeah, that won't happen.
I know, but when isn't it fair? If you quit on a team, I got no problem if they make him cry.
No, I don't either. You know what? Maybe I'll walk back in the tunnel during one of the breaks and see if I can catch him walking back and see if he's wiping his eyes a little bit at halftime. I walk back there.
I love it. I love it.
Get a little security clearance.
All right. So let's talk about serious stuff on the floor, because we're going to talk a lot about Korkmaz and the failures of Korkmaz and Shake, and it's kind of ugly in that spot for the ninth spot on the floor. What do you do?
So I actually, right now, actually, as we do this live, I'm stopping because gas is so high at home. I'm in New Jersey because I just left. I just left the complex, the training complex. I went to practice, shoot around this morning, and Furkan sat down and talked. And one of the things that he talked about was being in this slump right now, just trying to figure his way out of it, and playing with a player like James Harden. Everyone's trying to figure out their role. So just continue to shoot the basketball is what he was talking about. Just not forgetting what he does. Thank you. And not forgetting what he does. And just go out there and shoot the basketball. So that's what his mind is right now, just to continue to focus on what he can control, what he can do, and shoot his way out of it. You know how you get out of slumps when you're a shooter, and shoot the rock. And he has to continue to shoot the rock. He needs to do it confidently. And the other thing is, when he's out there for those few minutes that he's out there, he can't turn the ball over like he was.
Yeah.
You know, that one really bad possession against the Cleveland Cavaliers where he turned the ball over, and that didn't help his case at all, because if he's going to be out there and the shot is not falling, he has to find other ways to do things like playmake and create shots for others. Because he does have that in him a little bit. While we may not trust it, it is there. And you know why Rivers may go with him over someone else, because of that ability, 6'7", can shoot the basketball and play make a little bit. So he has to just, like we talked about with Tobias Harris, and I don't know if we're going to get to that, but just confidently go out there and stop thinking so much and just play the game. He's always been a streaky guy as it is. Being in his head is not going to help him. So.
No, it's not. And you can see it. When he's following the basketball, when he lets it go and he's following a shot right away, he knows it's off. That's when you know you're slumping.
Yep, absolutely. And his shot looks flat again.
It
looks like he has a lot of arc on it.
Yep.
He's just shooting the basketball. So I don't know where Doc goes there, because when you look at it, and of course we know the staggering at this point with the two starters on the floor at all times with the reserves. Shake played okay the other day against the Cleveland Cavaliers, where I believe he had 11 points off the bench. George Niang had 18. And Shake looked all right. Shake looked pretty good. 6 points on Saturday against the Miami Heat. So I'm curious. I was just watching Shake in his shooting drills with Isaiah Joe. It was falling again in practice. So you expect that to be the case in the shooting drill. But let's see if that can carry over to tonight, and maybe even because you are going to need somebody who can handle the ball a little bit from time to time to take the pressure off of Harden and Maxey with that role, with that job. So 19 games left. We know how it goes. The rotation will start to shorten at some point. Where does Doc Rivers go? Will it be Korkmaz? Will it be Milton? I don't know. But these guys really do have to find some sort of groove over these last 19 going into the playoffs.
That's
big
right.
Games too, man. Big
That's
games.
Right. That's right. So tonight you're on leading into the Sixers, right?
Yes, 6 o'clock. So 6 to 6:45. Then we get pregame coverage, which of course I'll be handling. Tom McGinnis at 7 with the game call.
All right, perfect. Mondays with Devon with us. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
What are we doing on Thursday, Ant? I mean, we got a big game.
Yeah, dude. We got to figure this out. All right. Because we got to be there, and we're going to be live. I mean, it's just going to be. I can't wait. I can't wait for tonight, let alone Thursday night.
Yeah, it's going to be nothing that plays in. Even with Simmons not playing, but his presence in the building, it's going to be wild in that building on Thursday
night. I'm with you, bro. I cannot wait, brother. You're the best. Hey, real quick, thumbs up or thumbs down, baby sling?
Baby sling?
Yeah.
It's the baby sling.
You're like, you know, the dude wears the contraption with the baby on it, a backpack. But it's a front pack with the kid, with the baby.
Thumbs up. You know, I have 3 daughters. I did it.
You got one of those?
I did.
Yes. I just got faced.
Yes.
I've been arguing with Judas.
Yes!
I got faced. I refused it, man.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
I refused it.
Yeah, I embraced it.
I got faced.
I embraced it.
All right. I read it wrong. Devon, good stuff, baby. See you, my brother. Hey, man, thanks, baby.
Thank you, 97.5.
There you go, Tunis. You vindicated.
You're a real crumb bum.
Yeah. It's not for me, man. You know, I'm on the air. Maybe it's, I don't know, can't be generation. All right, with the zap. Let's talk Parks Casino. Street Road Bet Salem tonight, big game. That means props. That means in-game betting. That means same-game parlay. Look, Embiid, 30 and a half. I kind of like it. He always eats up. He eats up your boy, Vucevic. I can see him getting his points. I go back to Harden assists. Harden dimes. Dime. 10.5 for James tonight. I think he goes back on the over there, the over train. Because the one thing, I like Harden's points. In fact, the way the Bulls play it, I wouldn't be surprised if you go triple-double Harden at plus almost 4-1. Take a look at that one. That's where you can take a look at all of your Sixer betting and March Madness right at Parks Casino. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Download the app, promo code PA. You got it. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
To 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, Judas, I know. I'm alone on the baby swing. Sling or whatever it is called. What is it called again?
I just call it like the baby holder. I don't know what the hell it's called.
The baby holder?
There are people in the YouTube chat that are calling it by its correct name. And thank you for watching us on YouTube. I don't even know what it's called. I just, hey, you know.
You know what it is? I'm terrible in that one of my flaws is I could be in or out on something in a second. Like, if there's people that you encounter in your life that you maybe just don't jive with.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if they would do something, you automatically go to the opposite.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if they said something, if they liked something, I automatically would dislike that. It could be a TV show. Now, that's horribly petty. And it is. It's a character flaw. But.
Well, I hope you respect me enough that if I did
love
it,
you.
Maybe,
you do,
maybe,
right?
Maybe you would try it. I'll let you hold my son one
day. Listen, I would never do that, but I would love to hold your son. I love babies. I'm done with the babies. Listen, had I known what I know now, I would have had 10 of them.
Phillip Rivers?
I would have. If I was Phillip Rivers, damn right I would.
You had a 12-man bench?
I would. I'd be Sean
Kemp
with one woman. But, you know, I would love it. I love them.
It was Antonio Cromartie.
Yeah.
He's got like, you know, he's all over the place.
You know. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I love it. But, you know, again, I would be, if I were to have more, I would have no sling.
No sling?
No, I've already made my mind up on the sling. I'm out.
You won't change your mind?
No.
All right, let me ask you, have you ever changed your mind on something? There has to have been something where you're like, all right, I changed my mind.
Yeah, it's a great question. On a thing?
It's a great question.
It's a great question.
Because you have to think hard about it.
Listen, it's a bit of a stubborn, you know, I'm a bit of a, you know, a pig head.
So what have you changed your, and it can't be sports related. It's got to be life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It can't be like a player. It's got to be life.
So what? So give me an example. On an item?
Yeah. Like, let's say you are a new dad and you were anti-sling, but then you tried it one time. You're like,
yeah,
oh,
I would never
do it.
Yeah, I would never try. I wouldn't try. I know myself. Like, here's the thing. I walked. Okay. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I remember walking to the park with Anthony.
Okay.
Anthony was my first. I got the stroller, walking into the park. Where I lived on Rodman Street, there was a park right down the street. It's a block away. And I used to take him there all the time. It was Star Garden, right? Was the name of the park. I go to the park all the time. And I'm there. And I make him go on all the little, you know, things. And we were there hanging out the park. And a dude comes up. And he's a hipster dude. And a hipster dude, like a Brooklyn Nets fan kind of dude, all right? That's he's got the face, the, you know, the whole, you know, you can smell the IPA, right? And he's got the baby sling. And my mind.
And so that moment.
My mind looks at him and I just, and I forgive me. Like, listen, I'm not telling you I'm right. I'm telling you I'm being petty. So this is a character flaw of me. And my mind goes to jerk off.
All right, let me ask you. Hold on.
And I went, I'm out.
So were you anti-sling prior to that encounter?
I take the picture, and I send it to my cousin Joey, and I go, look at this.
Were you anti-sling?
And he goes, jerk off.
Were you anti-sling prior? Were you anti-sling prior to
seeing
it? I
hadn't thought about it, dude.
All right, so if Dr. J is walking down the street with the sling, would you go, oh, yeah, Doc, got the sling?
Maybe. You know, I'm not going to lie. I mean, you're right. Listen, I told you it's a character flaw.
So it's an association thing for you.
Yeah, I just saw this dude, and I immediately went to, you know, look at this, you know, and then that was it. And I was out.
Saw Joel
and
Embiid.
I did the picture.
You see Joel Embiid going baby sling. Would that change your mind? He's got the little one.
Yes. Well, no. Would it change my mind now? No.
Oh, okay. Now it wouldn't. All right.
Yeah. No.
Think about what you changed your mind on. Give it some time.
We also have four. I would not change my mind on that.
Which I forgot to put on the sheet.
Okay.
That's my bad. Four for four Wordle. I did it on Friday.
You did?
Yes.
What was the word?
Claxton.
Oh, dude, I love it.
I thought of Speedy that morning.
Did you really?
Yeah, so I told the story on Friday. When I was a kid, my parents took me to the grocery store. My sister was there, too. And my dad saw a basketball hoop set up in the parking lot with a big crowd around it. He's like, all right, we'll meet you in the store. So we went to go see what it was. It was like the Sixers did this. And I don't know if they did this all around the area, but they had a pop-up layup line. And there was World Be Free and Speedy Claxton were the members of the Sixers. So World, obviously, you know.
Ambassador.
Admin, yeah, exactly.
By name, the World.
And then Speedy was the current player that was a part of it.
Yes.
And because Sixers were obviously on the mind, especially Friday morning.
Yes.
You know, that we were talking Sixers basketball.
Yes.
I went to my childhood and I thought of that moment where I was in a layup line.
All right.
With Speedy Claxton.
I like that.
And somebody got it. Two people, one on YouTube and then one on.
People love the Speedy.
Yeah, and we got it at the very end.
People liked him.
Once somebody, nobody guessed the X. But once they saw that there could have been an X, I mean, that's what set it off, obviously.
People I love it. Knew it. I like it. All right, I got the 4-for-4 world today.
Nice.
You want to get it started?
Baby Slink. Give me an N.
There is an N.
Nice.
The fourth letter. Actually, wait a second.
Wow.
Two N's. 4 and 7. So 4 and the final letter, the 7th letter.
You're welcome,
letter.
People.
So 2 sets you up with a big one, man. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, also, to your right, I'll bring in the marker for you. To your right is a whiteboard. So we finally got the whiteboard going on Friday. So we can update that during breaks.
Oh, really?
Yes. I had it over my shoulder.
Really?
Yeah. So for the YouTube audience.
I'm glad you did that, dude. When did you did that on Friday?
On Friday. It's like, you know what? We've been talking about doing it.
I'm proud of
you. And shout out to Haley.
That's pretty good, dude.
She used a hand sanitizer, Ant, to clean off the
whiteboard. That's great. Whiteboard. Dr. Kim gives a good point about the baby sling. He said it's the philosophy of being in the moment with the baby. So he's like, listen, it takes away from being in the moment with the baby.
I'm not going to be wearing it at the house. If I have to go to the grocery store,
Hold the baby.
Okay. Leave
the don't buy the sling. If you get the sling, I'm going to steal it and burn it.
I think I already have it.
I'm going to find out. Sure. One night we're at your house, christening your new house. I'm going to excuse myself, and I'm going to find it.
I will have a fire pit going.
And I'm
going to
burn
it
in a fire pit.
All right, sounds good.
All right. T-Will! Yo, T-Will!
What's going on, cuz?
What's up, T-Will?
Hey, listen, real quick. South Shooters, your first dad moment should be the grill, because you're moving into a new house.
That's genius.
You're going to have the baby. And then your first time you spark that grill, you're going to be like, man, I'm a dad, I'm a homeowner. You know, that's what's going to stay.
But here's the one thing, because a couple people have tweeted that in. I already grill fairly often, like, especially now that it's warmer out, I'll be out there like 3 times a week.
It's different when you get your own house. Right now, you're Manny Young.
Yeah, so I got you.
You know what I mean? It's different when you get your own house, your own setup.
Because I'm also, I'm a tongue clicker. You know,
which is
definitely a bad move. I am a tongue clicker. Before the flip, if I'm not using the spatula, I click the tongs.
Yeah, so that'll be your dad moment. Or when you take the baby to the pediatrician first, that's when you're going to know, hey man, I can't believe my dad. And you know, you're going to the doctor's office, and you know, baby's crying, and you're getting the diaper and everything. That's going to be your moment. Your bar situation. Build one outside, have one, buy one for the basement, and then put a fridge in the garage.
Wait a second. Right. One more time.
Fridge is in the garage. We're already good with that.
Fridge right, in the garage. What are you doing?
Put a fridge in the garage.
I don't have any of this stuff. I'm so
out. You don't have garage fridge?
No.
Strong move.
Dude, I wouldn't even go near my garage.
What?
Yeah, listen. Put a fridge in the garage. Go to like Ashley Furniture or Raymore Flanagan or something. Buy a bar. Put that in the basement and build the bar you want outside.
All right, that sounds good.
You see, the outside one sounds like a good thing, T. Will.
Yeah. And you can't go wrong with the outside.
Like, I'm gonna hook up a TV.
Cool. Like, I'm imagining, like, you know what I like? I like hotels. All right, and I imagine, like, in my mind's eye, I imagine like the outside bar, like the pool beach bar.
Yes.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like that would be awesome. But
I got a guy for that.
Yeah, dude, I gotta get another job. I need my Sixers book to hit, and then I can call your guy. All right. I can't afford that now.
Hey, listen, for the Ben Simmons situation, you know, it would be classic for him to return to Philly, and when they do the Jumbotron, you know, thing for them coming back, you know, they're going to put Curry and Drummond up there. They're going to put Simmons in there to try to soften it up. All 22,000 in there should be quiet. That would be the ultimate disrespect.
So you go quiet.
Go quiet. Don't say one word, and then Matt Cord yells, you know, announces, Ben Simmons or whatever. Everyone just shuts the hell up.
Yeah, I don't know. Good stuff, T. Will.
I'm anti-quiet.
I'd be honest, I'm with you, Juice.
I'm anti-quiet. I hate it.
I'm with you.
Let it freaking roar, dude. Like, get out of here with the quiet.
Yeah, I
hate the turning of the bat. Like, you know, the college games.
I know,
they
do the newspaper.
They turn
see the thing with the paper?
Yeah,
they had the paper.
It's stupid. No. Give them hell.
I agree. I actually want to do Unleash Hell.
Yeah, me too, man.
I would love to do that.
Well,
I would
man,
love
it.
So I was watching my Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
Right? And they go to war. There's a great scene. I got to get it for you, dude. Where they go to war. And my man.
What, opening, like an opening speech?
Yeah, it's awesome.
The war speech scenes are always
and
great.
He's got the brogue. And it's friggin' awesome, man. Yeah, Tommy Shelby. When Tommy Shelby goes to go to war, and they're going to, the fight.
Which speech is better, that one or the, what the hell's the movie
Braveheart?
Yeah, Braveheart.
Tommy Shelby. Tommy Shelby. Now, also, Chiro in Gomorrah.
There's a war chant?
Dude, there's another one. It's unbelievable. In fact, I gotta get these for everybody. Chiro in Gomorrah does a war chant where he goes, I want us to descend upon them like hell's demons.
Oh,
it was deep, man. Deep, Judas. In fact, I want to get both of them. The one I'll do it, and I'll say the subtitles.
Okay.
And the Tommy Shelby, you should understand, in Peaky Blinders. Let's go to, look at this, Cowboy Dave. What do you want?
Judas and Anthony. Judas have a personal challenge for you, Anthony. Like you told him, I'm like a neck. Tunis, watch the NHL all weekend before I get to that.
Yeah, Cowboy Dave, no NHL.
No NHL?
Nah, I know we got no interest,
Anthony,
right now. Nah.
But I do have
we're in basketball mode. Nope.
I already know, Anthony. Anthony, I'm loving the Sixers.
You can't be involved with the Sixers.
You're gonna
mush them. Nah.
Sixer Dave now.
I don't want you mush the Cowboys. No, you gotta stay away from the Sixers.
Did I say I'm gonna listen? Because you know they said I wasn't a good listener at the radio station.
Who said that?
Can I finish now, Anthony? All I'm saying is this: the perception of a Philadelphia sports fan, I defend it. Because they don't know. Anthony, you right. A guy was standing up here listening to you, and the first thing came out of his mouth, the New York and Philly fans are the worst. I said, hey, pal, what's the mix? Don't even know what you're talking about. It's the passion. That's what they misconstrued, Anthony. You agree with me? They would say that out here on the West. So.
That the passion of the Philadelphia sports fan?
It's nothing like it in the country, Anthony.
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree. Listen, I agree with that. Listen, you know I love you. You know I like
you. And I know you're good. Can I just?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, listen. Do your thing. Who told you you don't listen?
What? Oh, I got a couple of guys. You know, you're a new guy, especially the hockey guy. But when I call you back tomorrow, I got a challenge for everybody at that radio station. I'm going to pick the winners. I'm going to pick the Eastern and West. And that guy sitting over there by you, when I call him Wednesday, I'm going to tell you the top three goalies in the league. And I'm going to tell you who's
going to win. Yeah, but dude, listen, I love hockey, but now's not the time. Like, you understand, like, there's a time and there's a place. Like, we are in a different mode right now. Like, if the Flyers had any kind of pulse, you know, I could justify it. And listen, Little Moss is playing hockey now, too. So,
And before I go, Anthony, and I'll just tell you this, Trish, I'm glad about your don't get a sling. And, Anthony, you're going to appreciate this, I'm going. Both of your angels called me this morning, Anthony.
Well, I love that.
My angels love Anthony.
Your little girls are sweethearts.
Trish, you know why I'm kind of sort of a real good father? Because of that man there. They love Anthony.
All right.
Just before the boys came, if you get a sling, it's a violation. You got to hold them, let them slob on you.
I would say no.
Yes. Yes.
I love it.
Thank you, Cowboy Dave. Cowboy Dave, that was a great call by you.
It was a great call.
It was a great call by you.
What, Dave? Great call because he agreed with you.
No, he was succinct.
First 2.5 minutes is not great.
He was succinct. I can't let him on the Sixer bandwagon. I got to be.
No. Listen. All season we called it a Sixer day.
Well, that's my man. He jinxed, like, he jinxed his own squad, which I'm fine with.
Yeah, me too.
Right? Like, you mush your, that team, go mush them. But listen, when it comes to this run, like, we need this run.
Yes.
Like, I got to tell you, we need this run in a bad way. I got to get this chip. All right? I need this chip.
Yeah, that's why he can't be Sixer Dave.
I mean, he can't. No. I mean, I need the chip. And I spent 9 years on this book that I'm trying to do. You know, I need my ending. I got a freaking Sixers tattoo that I just got to pay off, man. It's a long time.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Got a long, long time.
I hear you.
You know, now that the Eagles made it even longer for the Sixers. You foul? It used to be, only the Phillies.
Then the Eagles won.
And now it's like, all right, well, now I need this Sixer thing.
Well, it's not like the Flyers are.
What's going to happen is at some point you're going to go, all right, well, we need this cup. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to come around again.
50 years later?
Right. Yes, you're right.
Heard the house was packed the other day. The Wells Fargo Center.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's Blackhawks?
Yeah, because the code restrictions. You know,
Yeah. I got you, dude. All right. All right. Let's talk a little NJ Dyed, shall we? A little NJ Dyed action. Let's do it. Listen, March 7th today. Now, with NJ Dyed, it only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds with NJ Dyed. So what does that mean? It means middle of April. All right, third, fourth week in April, you're looking good. You're feeling good. You're there, man. We haven't even reached May yet. We're far from the beach, and you're feeling strong with NJ Diet. Yeah, their program's unlike any other diet plan. It starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet and workout regimen to help you keep the weight off. NJ Diet with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored. Make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. You also get the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no surgery, no feeling hungry, no awful prepackaged foods. Locations, Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, or from home, your couch, live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET, 855-5-NJ-DIET. Or go to njdiet.com. Lose the weight for good.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello.
Let's open it up and chat.
Hi, 12:30. Cheers, I just texted you one of my opening battle scenes. One of the great epic moments of television. All right. I got another one, but it's in Italian. I'll have to translate it.
You said one of the great epic moments. Like, how high does this rank?
This is one of my. I love this.
Really high on your list?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And if you hear it, I think you'll get it, even if you haven't watched the show. Like, you'll understand that they're about to go fight, and there's a rival gang coming to town in Peaky Blinders. It's strong, Junis.
We're gonna have to play that.
Yeah.
Now, I want to read a tweet.
There's one curse, so you gotta get it out.
Okay. I want to read a tweet to you from Philly Ball 2.
Yes.
Listening to you and Anthony debate how we should torture Simmons Thursdays, like listening to 2 fourth graders debate how to torture their teacher.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah, I mean, people could have that opinion. That's fine.
Yeah, but like, why?
It doesn't matter. Listen, you want to feel that way? I don't care. Like, whatever. Listen, it's called fun.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah, God forbid.
All right, here's the bottom line. All right? We do sports radio. Sports radio, I'll say for a millionth time, whoever tweeted that, all right, all the fourth grader, it's called fun. All right? People spend a lot of money following their team. They go all in, right? I'll preach to you a little bit. Fandom, by nature, is a passive endeavor. You sit and you watch other people play. You have no control. Your only outlet is to cheer, boo, or whatever. So fandom, by nature, is passive. Yeah, do we all wish that we could trade places with the gladiators? And we all wish that we could trade places with those in the arena? Yes, we do. I'd much rather be on the floor than in the stands or the press box as critics. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Which is why I've always believed that those inside the arena performing are the true gladiators and the story. They're the ones that the story's about, not the fans, not the media who try to interject themselves, see a million people like Stephen A and all that stuff. It's not about that. However, in an epic moment when Simmons comes back, now this is a guy who tortured Philadelphia, who wanted out. He's got it coming to him. So if you don't get it, turn the bleeping channel. I don't care. I really don't. If you don't understand that in Philadelphia, we make fandom an active endeavor where we try to invoke ourselves and have some fun with it, then you don't get it. If you're going to sit there and take I'm going to look down upon you for trying to have some fun and going to call you guys fourth graders, so be it. I don't care. Don't listen. It doesn't matter. Listen, I've been doing this long enough. I don't care. Like, let's just understand one thing. I don't care if you listen or you know, I hope you do. It's fun if you do. But I don't care. You're not doing anything to me. You want to insult me. It doesn't matter. Because I don't really care. So let's just get that straight. So, yeah, all week long, I'm going to figure out a way to torture Ben Simmons. You know why? Because he deserves it. You know why? Because he stole millions of dollars from the Sixers and from you by proxy of buying Sixer gear and pouring all your heart, and he quit on you. He freaking quit. 7 weeks from Sunday, he quit on you. And if you want to give him the pass, that's your prerogative. Don't tell anybody else to do it. All right? My only caution is you don't be vulgar, all right? You don't be evil, which would be wishing horrible things. You don't do that. But, yeah, if you want to go out and try to make him cry, have at it. And if not, you don't like it, go scratch. I don't care. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jeff.
What's up, Anthony?
What's up, baby?
You and Tunis, how you doing? I want to talk Sixers, man.
Go.
I think the bench is, I'm concerned.
You are?
Danny Green is washed. Korkmaz, he borderline. He better show something soon. So the bench to me can hurt the team. I got them going to the Eastern Conference Finals. They're going to need some luck to get further than that. But I know luck plays a part. I'm just mildly concerned.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I believe in the bench either. I don't think the bench is very good. I don't know about Danny Green. Let's see. You know, the good thing about the way the playoff is structured, you don't play back-to-backs, right? So there's ample time for rest. So that means the rotation's even shorter. If you watched Brooklyn and Milwaukee last year, they were playing six guys.
Sorry,
Ed. That's all right, buddy. But my only point is, I feel you. I don't disagree with you, but I will tell you, I'm not as concerned because I do think guys are going to be playing 40 minutes a game.
Well, this conversation is not based on a Miami game. I'm not concerned about
I know you're not.
Seven games.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
I think they have a shot more so than what they had before with Harden.
Yeah, it's not even close.
I think Thibault, they got to score the basketball. They have to score. Somebody got to score the basketball when the starters are resting.
Yeah, but they're not going to. Here's the thing. He's going to stagger them. Doc's already shown you. He's going to stagger the starters. Because you got four guys that can actually put the ball in the basket, he's going to stagger those guys.
But that's cool. I got him winning tonight and against Brooklyn.
Who do you got him losing to in the Eastern Conference Finals?
I'm sorry?
Who do you have him losing to in the Conference Finals?
The Bucks.
Milwaukee? All right.
Yeah, the Bucks are better.
I don't know about that, but all right.
I'm just objective. I like to.
I'm objective too. I keep it 100 all the time, and that's the thing. Like I could keep it 100. I could keep it 100 and objective, and tell you I think the Sixers are better than the Bucks.
Until I see Tobias step up.
Well, he's not going to step up to where what you think he's going to step up to. He's going to.
What is he giving right now?
It's 20
points a game.
Listen. They're scoring 100 with Harden in the lineup. They're scoring 130 a game. So it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. That's my only point to you, Jeff, is that you can keep a 100 all you want. So do I. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I can't guarantee a title. I can't guarantee that they're going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals or get out of the Eastern Conference Finals. But as I look at it, I think the Sixers are better than Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee is deeper than the Sixers.
Yes.
So if that negates or cancels out, so be it. But I think the quartet of Embiid, Harden, Maxey, Tobias is better than Giannis, Middleton, Drew Holiday, and whoever you want to put in there, Bobby Portis, or I don't know.
Right, like you can make the case that the Sixers are the best four in the Eastern Conference. And then you say the word, deeper team. Yeah, obviously, that move for Serge Ibaka I thought was a great move for Milwaukee. Like, they're going to have guys coming off the bench that are more talented than what the Sixers have.
Yes.
But the Sixers guys coming off the bench are three-point specialists. Well, they should be. But hopefully they start hitting those open shots. And I believe that they will. I believe at some point Danny Green, because he's not going to be playing 35
well,
minutes.
Well, that's
anymore.
My hope, right.
Niang's going to have a craft, and that's obviously just a shoot. And hopefully Korkmaz gets out of this season-long slump that he's in. But those guys are going to have open shots. If they're on the court with Harden, they're always going to have open
shots. Oh, that's my point. Like I'm not as worried about the bench. And listen, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to keep it as 100 as Jeff. And I'm going to tell you that, am I in love with this bench? No, I'm not. Do I think it's serviceable? I hope it's serviceable. I hope Danny Green and Niang can give you enough shooting to help stave off, that you're able to work in DeAndre Jordan to give Joel 8 minutes of rest. I mean, we're talking about a handful of minutes.
Yeah, and the starting five alone should get you close to 100 points a night. Like that five.
Well, that five is going to have to get you.
You need 20 points from your
110
bench.
Points a game. Yeah.
You need 10 to 20 points from your bench.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not that much.
No, the way they're constructed, they're going to move the ball and they're going to score in waves. Yep. It's like Friday night. Like, they're down, and what happens?
Blow up, yeah.
Like,
that was another game where it was like the second Knicks game.
Yeah.
I'm watching them getting, not crushed, but look, the Cavs, Kevin Love looked like Minnesota Kevin Love, right? Like, they're going off, and I'm sitting there going, yeah, well, the Sixers are eventually going to go on a hot streak in this game, and the Cavs aren't going to finish the game shooting 70%.
Right.
So it was so nice to be down 10-plus points and look and be watching the game saying, I still feel fine.
Yes.
That's the beauty of this team. It's like you said, they're going to score in waves.
Yeah, and again, you know, Milwaukee's deep. Milwaukee's a good team.
Yeah.
Right, they're the champs, right?
Yeah, if they beat the Sixers, I wouldn't be shocked.
Right. I mean, I love Giannis. I think Giannis, but I look at the way they're constructed, and Middleton's a hell of a ball player.
Yes, he is.
You know, again, if it was, if Tobias was the two, and you're matching up Embiid and Tobias versus Freak and Middleton, I say you lose. Mm-hmm. I get it. Because Middleton greater than Tobias. But that's not the case.
Yeah, and Embiid, I don't want to say Embiid cancels out Giannis, but let's face it, he is playing like an MVP this year, so.
He does.
You know.
No, you could say that. Because if Giannis goes off for 50, Embiid can go off for 50.
Yes, he can.
Embiid's, who's guarding Embiid on Milwaukee?
Brook and Serge.
I keep going back to it. And listen, I like Jrue Holiday, but all of a sudden Jrue Holiday's a big three? Jrue Holiday is what? He's Steph Curry?
Solid ball player.
He is. He plays good defense, good point guard, but he's not Steph Curry.
No. They had Giannis going off for 40, 50-point games in that playoff streak because he can. And, you know, and then Drew's
and again, I'm not telling you're a bad team, but, you know, and I do think they're deep, but I think the Sixers are better, at least the starting five of the Sixers is better than Milwaukee starting five.
Because we got a yo.
Give me yo, buddy. Give me yo.
So I want to give a yo, but it's kind of through Uncle Frank. Uncle Frank is on Twitter, by the way, Uncle Frank WC, which is just,
no, he's not.
Oh, yeah. It's a fun place to explore every once in a while. He wants to, so they have the St. Agnes free throw tournament this weekend. And he wants to cordially invite Ben Simmons to it and see if he could crack the top 10.
No shot. Top 10, let's say that. Those guys can shoot free throws back out there.
So,
plus, the old timers, like Uncle Frank.
Check out the St. Agnes free throw tournament this
week. I bet you Uncle Frank's 9 out of 10, 8
probably,
out of 10.
Probably, yeah. He
Ben's not going 8 out of 10.
No, might not go 5.
No. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Brian.
Hey. Long time. First time in long time.
Welcome, Brian.
Thanks, bud. You guys are great. The best thing about your show is the sports and the off-topic. That's the baby thing. Anthony, your reaction to the kids with the sling is priceless. I'm in tears laughing.
Well, we try to make it fun for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Great, man. You guys do terrific. I love listening to your show. I listen every
day. Thanks, buddy.
You guys are great. Cheers. Your first baby moment? I think it will when you build the first swing set.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's true. Yeah, it's a good one.
Absolutely.
That's a great one, Bri.
Yeah. Yep. I chewed this up looking at this baby rats. They call them baby rats. They have shoulder ones. You put the baby.
I like the shoulder one.
I don't use the wrap. I'm using the one where it's basically a backpack, but it's in front of you, and you just kind of slide the baby. So I'm not using the wrap one. I know what you're talking about, though.
Right. They have ones like cradles in the arm and going around your neck.
Yeah, that's not the one that I'm going to have.
I was looking at Google. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, he's probably comfortable for the baby.
Yeah.
Like a hammock, you know?
They're not like $35. They're not too expensive. That's
all
not
right, I'll take a look at them.
Yeah,
thanks, Brian. Google.
Appreciate Brian.
Hey, I get Ben Simmons got, like you guys were saying, he's got Cahoon's, he's sitting on the bench. I know it's not his call. It's probably his agent sitting on the bench.
He needs it. I mean, smart for them to do it. I'll be honest. But I think it's smart.
He needs to get out of the way. I think it'll be good for him.
You're probably right. I mean,
he's going to get roasted. He deserves it.
Yeah, he should. I'm with you, brother. Thank you, Bri. I'm with you. And, you know, I don't understand the big thing of why he shouldn't be roasted.
Yeah, neither do I. Move on. Move on from what?
Move on. No, actually, you move on. I you want to talk about sending me on the other side? Like, I could be spiteful. And when people like that chime in, dude, I don't, take it down the street. Go away. I don't care what you think. because you're not invested.
Yes.
The way our people are invested.
Exactly.
Like, our people are invested in this thing. Truly, truly invested. When I talked about fandom being a passive endeavor, we take it to an active endeavor in Philadelphia.
Yeah, think about the people that bought those tickets for Father's Day, man.
They freaking care about this team. They care. Are they right all the time? No. They care deeply. And that dude was shameful. He was shameful. And how he acted. He was. He quit on this town. He quit on these people. And he got shown nothing but love. Nothing but love. This is a guy that, according to reports, tried to beg out of playoffs with fake COVID.
Yeah, that story's not talked about enough.
It's not.
It really isn't. He literally tried getting out of Game 7.
Well, that, according to our friend in ESPN.
Yeah, Ramona Shelburne. I mean, that was...
I mean, that's, does it get more damning? That's no. Quit. That's quitting on your team, and then blaming everybody else you want out. Like, that's not okay. That behavior is not okay. So when you come back, you should be subject to booing and to heckling. Now,
just don't throw anything on the court.
Right.
Let's get that out of the way now.
We've said that a million times. There has to be a decorum shown in the booing and the heckling and the ball breaking. Of decorum. But I got news for you. He deserves it. You know, not everything that happened in the Peaky Blinders in 1920 is bad or wrong because it's a little off color. I mean, come on now. He deserves it. Does he not deserve hearing boos?
He 100% deserves it.
Does he not deserve getting his stones busted?
100%.
He deserves it. He quit. Quit on his town. He quit on his team. He wanted out.
2 days after the playoff loss to demand a trade.
You got to take that down the street, man. You want to hit me with, well, that's I move on and leave him alone. This fan base deserves requital, okay? It deserves requital.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to hear anything other than that.
And we've never seen something like this.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, we have seen contract holdouts before, but he's 4 years left on his deal.
I don't want to hear it.
He just didn't want to play.
He's yelling about your fourth graders. Take it down the street. Down the street, requital is the word. Spell it. I bet you can't.
Hey, by the way, speaking of spelling.
Yes.
Four Wordle still.
Oh, yeah.
Got the two ends. Yeah. I'm going to bring over the whiteboard for you during the break.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that, buddy. So you tell me things and you rile me up and then you expect me not to react.
That's the beauty of it.
You love poking the bear, don't you?
Yes. It's really fun.
I know. Because you knew that would irritate me to no end.
Yes. This is factually correct. Yes.
All right.
It's like Stephen A. and his agendas. You know, I kind of have one when I see a tweet like that.
You want to rile me up?
Yeah.
Hey, cuz.
I got this tweet that I want
to read. Let me ask you a question. How do you react to this? You and Tuna sound like fourth graders. Move on. I wonder how Ant's going to react to that. We got another hour to hang, baby. I can't wait to play the scene. All right. Let me tell you about Royal Billiard and Recreation. You want to create a strong bond with your family and friends? Late night pool, shuffleboard, ping pong, foosball, skee ball, darts, poker. All right. Ride hockey, bubble hockey. You're not buying an item when you purchase something like this. You're creating memories, fun nights, joy for the family. I love it. It's a big believer in that. Hey, Jonas, we're going to get all that hooked up for your basement. Royal Billiards, where making those memories and bonds become a reality. I was up there at Royal Billiard with Audra. Man, oh, man. They got everything there. What a great showroom, man. They got it all. They got all the fun. You walk in there, you go, oh, my God, I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. And it's right. Talk about making a memory. That's what it is. The Royal Billiard sales and service teams, the best in the industry. They'll help you choose what's right for you, right? For your home, install them with a smile. They're going to deliver to your house, your shore house, your mountain house. You got that? No problem. None of it. Visit the Royal Billiard Showroom in Hatfield, Pennsylvania, like I did. Go to royalbilliard.com, Royal Billiard and Recreation, the Delaware Valley's ultimate game room store since 1982.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock. What's the Delaware Valley? This is fun. It's going to be great, man. We're going to have such great theater this spring. Like, what makes great drama is conflict, right? So you have great conflict between the East, within the Eastern Conference. Great conflict. Look, Boston is hot. You saw what Boston did yesterday. Tatum scores 54. I mean, he talked about abusing Curry on switches all day long, right? Like, they completely outclassed Brooklyn yesterday.
Yeah, they had no shot.
And that's, Kyrie and KD there. Now, it was interesting. I go back to what Tim Legler said on the show about Boston. In fact, you might want to make that a drop for Chunas when he goes into depth about sizing up the opponents. But do you remember what he said about Boston?
He took Boston over Miami.
No, he didn't.
No?
No. He did not. He, in fact, said Boston is a team that can be defended in the playoffs. He said because both Jaylen Brown and Tatum don't facilitate well out of the double team, he doesn't buy, and their lack of three-point shooting, he doesn't buy them in the playoffs. That he looks at it like it's a different situation in the playoffs versus regular season. He thinks they're more of a regular season monster. Now we'll see. It's awesome. But of course, first things first, Thursday, we got a game tonight against Chicago, and Thursday, Brooklyn's in town, and Ben is on the bench.
Now and your friend's checked back in.
Oh yeah, has he?
Yeah, Philly Ball.
Why is he? I thought he left.
No, Philly Ball's still here. Philly Ball says that I'm invested more than most people, just not petty and care more about Dubs. That's just me, though.
Okay, well, I'm glad. You're above everybody else. I'm Tom Petty, okay? You're above. You're about Dubs. I'm glad you're about Dubs.
Put the whiteboard behind you. Looks nice, doesn't it?
It does. I got to get back to Wordle. 4-for-4 Wordle. Let me look at it.
There you go.
Oh, that's nice.
Other shoulder. Yeah.
All right, I like it. You have the pen. Oh, you gave me the, look at this. You gave me the Sharpie.
Yeah.
All right.
You're all set.
All right. This is for 4-for-4 Wordle.
I just need to make sure
this way our YouTubers can see it.
Yes.
Today's 4-for-4 Wordle is 7 letters. The 4th letter is an N, and the 7th letter is an N. All right. I like it. I love the whiteboard, Judas.
I need to get you a handheld one, though. That'll make your life a lot easier, so you can just do this.
By the way, nobody hears about Dubs, right? Like, we don't care about it. We'd rather
I don't care if the Eagles go 2-14, as long as those two wins are against the Cowboys, damn it.
We'd rather have our pound of flesh than Dubs. Like, when I hear that, That makes me want to go, yo, dude, go scratch again. Go scratch your other side of your ass with that statement.
All right.
Like, nobody hears about Dubs. All right. Why do you keep responding? Why, Junis? And why do you keep telling me about it?
Well, they're
invested. Just to annoy me?
They're invested.
Let me get my boy T-Love up here. T-Love.
Don Anthony.
What's going on, T-Love?
Thank you, Don Anthony, for inviting me into your radio home on this beautiful Sixers day. And Tunis, may your first child be a masculine child. And if not, may it be a feminine child. Also, Tunis, the fishes approve of the sling.
Right. Oh, T-Love says he approves of the sling. Oh,
thank you.
I said the fishes approve.
All right.
I'm still kind of masculine, dude.
I love it. It's always because you're manlier. You're tough, T-Love.
The fishes approve. The fishes do approve. What's up, fellas?
What's up, T-Love? The fishes, baby. Listen, hey, man. Man's got to have his fish, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know, hey, listen here, man. As far as Simmons goes, right? Okay, Simmons, all right. We know he's been crying, okay? As far as Simmons go, we know he's been lying.
Yes, okay? Yes.
And now that he's gone, we know that Ben is over. So now it's been done, so now he can bend over. Ben is done, so now Ben over.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. That's well said, man. That's
like
well.
A man, Ben.
That's it. T-Love, you're right on. And that's why that's why he's showing up. They go, you're going to have to deal with it. So deal with it now while you're not playing.
Oh, yeah, man. He thinks he had it bad in Philly, man. Wait till those New Yorkers get a good look at him.
It's a good thing those New Yorkers don't care about the Knicks, not the Nets. Because those guys who like the Nets aren't real New Yorkers, you know?
Yeah, right. You're right. But still, man, the town, man, listen, that guy is gone. Good riddance. I'm yelling, Ben over. Ben Dover. Clap, clap, clap. Ben Dover.
What do you think? Give me, what do you think of the slogan? What do you think, Tunis? Judge Tunis.
That's all right.
Judge, oh, you're mad at the, what you call it?
It's all right.
At sling. You got my,
better.
You got my thing?
You want your Peaky Blinders?
Yeah, listen. Now tell me this is not an epic. If you're going to go fight, listen to my man, Tommy Shelby.
All right, men. You're mostly in the war, so you know the battle plans always change and get tough. Well, here it is. Things have changed. We fight them here, today, alone. Now they're going to come for the pub. They're going to try and break us up for good. And we'll have no help from the Lord today. That pub there is called the Garrison. Well, now it really is one. And it belongs to us. Right?
Right!
How many are there? Jeremiah said two Riley vans. So I reckon we're outnumbered 3-1. But it's us. Boys, it's us. The Smallies Rifles. Never lost a fight yet, did we?
No!
All right, Jeremiah. I know you vowed to God to never pick up a weapon again. But can you ask him from me if you can help us today?
God says he don't deal with small heaps, sir.
Good man. Curly, when a Shelby man dies here today, you bury us side by side. All right, we've about 10 minutes. Make your peace with whoever.
Go on, Judas. Does that get you?
Yeah, man, I'm ready to run through a wall.
Right?
Yes.
We got about 10 minutes. Make your peace with whoever.
I like pub. That's our pub.
It's our pub. The Garrison. Tell me that's not fantastic.
It's great, man.
They're being out, and you know what? It's a great scene, too, because they show up, and there's a lot of them, and there's only a handful of the Shelby clan. It's great. It's great stuff, man.
Let's go. Team Shelby.
Yeah. I knew you would like it. Like, that's those scenes. Like, that's a great scene. I got to give you the Chiro one, too. It's in Italian. It's, you know, not going to translate, but it still might have a good effect. All right?
Maybe I'll have you do it.
All right.
Transcript out for you.
All right, let's go to Sawyer. Sawyer, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Sawyer.
Hey, Ant, how's it going?
What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. Hey, I have a few things for you for the Ben heckling.
Yes.
I am fully on board with the Ben heckling. This man has done way too much. He doesn't deserve any of our favor. What's the one thing that Ben cannot do that the Sixers do at an extremely high rate, and that is shoot free throws? So I think every time someone gets to the free throw line, the crowd needs to start chanting, Ben can't do that.
Ben can't do that
over and over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
All night. And then I think another one that you can do, so one of the biggest things that caused Ben to leave this whole rift is Doc's comment. And I heard a caller earlier, he was saying, like, go back and forth. So his comment was about championship point guard. So maybe one side says, champion point guard. The other says, I don't know. Champion point
guard. Oh, go to a little Doc action.
Yeah, get the Doc.
I like that. I love going a little Doc action. I like that.
Yeah, and I got a question for you. So I live in Tampa now. I just moved down here last year, so I don't get to go to much games. Orlando's about 2 hours away, so me and my wife and my cousin, he's driving down from Virginia.
Oh, good. You're going to go to a game in Orlando. That's great.
Yeah, we're going to hit up that game, but it's a back-to-back. So it's a Thursday night. They got Brooklyn here Thursday night in Philly, and then they come down. And they got Orlando, and then the following game they go back to Philly for the Nuggets. So what do you think the chances are of us seeing a full squad? I think they personally, as much as I like to see Harden play, I honestly think the smart move would be to rest, just because
I agree with you.
But there is some time, but
yeah, no, I'm with you. Unfortunately, I was going to say that, so because I do think it's probably a rest day. You know that game, yeah. If you circle it, because you got Denver coming, like you said, Monday, that next day, and that would be Embiid Joker. You know he's going to want to play in that game.
Matchup.
Yeah.
That's a matchup. Yeah, you need a full squad for that.
Yeah. I just want to see Embiid play Joker. That's it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, and we've never seen that. They've played before, but it's either...
No, it's a great... They're both playing great ball.
Been out.
Yeah, I want to see Joe dominate him. I do.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
National pundits up.
Yep. I don't want to hear the Joker. He got his last year. Sure, good stuff, man.
Now, I want to bring this up. I do love the idea of the chant where half the stadium does one, half two. I do have concerns, however.
What timing?
That's such a good soccer thing. And soccer fan bases, like, they have that prepped.
They're used to the chant.
You know what I mean? Where
General's a big soccer man.
And, like, Sawyer, it's a great idea. But there is no way that the guys in Section 112 will be on the same section as platform as Section 122. Like, they're, you know, it's going to get messed up. We already messed up the MVP chant because you'll hear four different sections doing MVP.
Right.
And then it's, like, staggered all over the place. So it needs to be, I think, just a... One chant.
Yeah, I hear. Listen, I get it.
Even though I love the idea of it, I just don't think we'll be able to execute it.
Maybe.
Not by Thursday, as Tyron says. Like, if we planned this, like, a month ago, maybe.
But General, I need chants, man. I need... Listen, we're known for, you know, we're ball breakers. Like OG, big-time ball breakers. Legendary. This is where we got to show out. Right or wrong? General.
So we got to pick our spots.
But we got to pick our spots in this one. He deserves it, General. General, please, as the Minister of Defense here on the line, please take the mic. And what is your proposal for Thursday night? And does, in fact, Ben deserve to hear it?
He absolutely deserves to hear it because he didn't conduct himself like a professional, regardless of if you believe his mental health issues or whatever, that's fine. We still make everyone have to be a professional to a certain level. He completely quit on his team, refused to show up, and forfeited all that money, and then he's going to try to get it on the back end via arbitration. So whatever he gets, he deserves. But I think we have to keep it. What we can have is one or two morons ruining it. You see, my concern is that out of the 20,000 fans who are normally doing the boo, there's one or two that goes too far, and then we all look bad.
Yeah.
And it's national TV.
Yeah.
So that's a small concern.
No, listen, I got it. I got you. And we've been saying all along that you got to do it, and you can't be vulgar, and you can't be evil.
Right, and people can't throw things.
Well, that's part of being evil and vulgar. Like, you can't do that.
Right. But I think that we were talking to the tuner, some video package where it starts almost organically, where the Sixers are doing a faux thank you for your time here, Ben. And then that's everyone's excuse to begin it.
I like that a lot.
And then maybe you accidentally run it more than once.
Yeah.
And that way it's natural. Like, why are they booing? Oh, they were showing the tribute video, and the fans weren't that thankful.
Well, it's like, you know, again, you're serving them up in a platter.
It looks good on the Sixers.
I like that.
All right, the Sixers look good for sending
it's
their
all
thank
for show,
you.
Right.
And then accidentally, on the third time that you played it, you show the Atlanta game.
Listen, I'd be down with all that.
And
I
he
also
throws it to Thibel.
Yes.
And then Thibel gets fouled. And, and that's the final time that you show it.
And I also would love, you know, when you're showing that video, you say, thank you, Ben Simmons, like that. And that makes it even better.
Right. And then
you get off
board.
You get off board to announce it.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to do it without the, because what I don't want to hear after the game for a week, 2 weeks, 2 years, remember how the fans reacted? I'm tired of hearing about it.
I know.
But booing him is like a, you must, if you care about the Sixers.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I don't want to hear it. Like, do I want to make him cry? Yes. Would I like to see him leave? Yes, I would.
Yeah.
I thought he did this town dirty.
Yeah, he absolutely did. Like, he quit on the city. Like,
and he blamed a lot of people,
any of the basketball part of it or anything like that.
Yeah.
What he did, we would not be okay with from any athlete in any sport, and no city would be okay with.
Yeah, I don't know why, you know, again, I don't know why there is this pushback here. But, you know, apparently there is.
If for 4 years left on a max contract, you quit. Fans can boo you for the first four times they see.
I mean, why are we in a rush to excuse that behavior?
I don't know.
Makes no sense.
I don't know. Like, why? Would Tommy Shelby appreciate that behavior?
No, Tommy Shelby would kick Ben's ass.
Spider, spider, spider!
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Spider?
Hey, I'm good, man. I've been waiting to get back on your airwaves.
Nice to talk to you, man.
Yeah, so listen, first off, I want to start by saying I want to apologize to Daryl Morey. I remember the last time I was on your show, I was calling him Daryl Moron and everything like that because I didn't think that such a trade would be able to happen. So I want to apologize to him, call him Daryl the Magnificent. All right, that's first. Second, we should be thanking Ben Simmons, man. Let's thank 2-5. Don't boo him when he come in here applauding. Because if it wasn't for him doing what he did, we wouldn't have the great team that we have now. When the last time the Sixers had two bona fide superstars?
Listen, you are correct in your assessment. But, you know, I'm sorry, dude. Listen, maybe it's the Sicilian in me. All right.
It would mess him up so bad.
Nah, he's got to pay.
I'm telling you, it would make him feel so stupid, so small.
Nah.
I'm telling you.
He's got to pay.
It reverse, I'm telling you, man.
Nah, no reverse psychology. Sometimes you don't need reverse psychology. All right? He hurt me deep. He cut me, Spider.
Listen, but, look where we at now. For him doing what he did, look where we at now. We got greatness in front of us.
I agree. Listen to everything you say. Intellectually, I agree with you. Intellectually, I agree with you.
For real, I was hurt.
But sometimes, you know, emotions get the best of you, and you have an urge and a passion for requital.
Yeah, my emotions are getting the best of me, too, talking about trading for anybody. Just trade anything.
I know. You don't hear me throwing it back at you, do you? No.
No.
I understand you,
brother.
Yes.
But, man, listen, I'm just happy where we are.
So am I.
It's going to take a little moment for the team to get together. But, hey, man, we might get snatch a chip this year, man.
It could happen. Listen.
They got to guard us.
It could happen. You know, listen, there are things like I would be concerned with. Like, you know, I'm not going to BS. Yeah. Right?
Defense shaky.
And the bench, you know. But I keep going back to one thing. You're going to get ample rest. And the way that the spacing on the floor is no joke.
Yep. And it only takes a couple of moments in a playoff game for somebody to make a little name for themselves real fast. And listen, real fast, Tobias is going to be our X factor, man. Because everybody, it's going to take him a little moment to get his lane running. But he's going to be our X factor. He's going to be the one in the playoffs torching guys. I'm telling you. Because they're not going to be looking for him. They're going to be busy with the other three. Tobias is going to be the X factor, cuz. I'm telling you, man.
I like that call. I think that's a good call.
I see great things ahead of us, man. I'm happy.
I'm glad. I like when you're happy.
We got a team now, bro.
Yes.
Cuz. We're going to make some noise, man. No second round loss this year, brother. All right.
I love it. I love it, Spider.
Championship, bro. Play the song.
Play the song for Spider. He's back. He's back, Spider. All right, we're going to run through all our calls. And there may be a naysayer among us. And listen, fair. There may be a naysayer coming up. In Cape May, of all places. By the lighthouse.
Anthony!
Going to talk about championship experience. We'll discuss. But first, let's talk about my man, Anthony Labruciano, about your house. When it comes to Labruciano exteriors, it was a tough winter. We had our times. Like, it was beautiful today. And you know it's going to go back to being cold. I'm looking. I see the snowflake on the iPhone. That's never good. But look, bottom line is throughout the whole winter, you may not see it yet, but at some point the snow, the ice, the added weight, the melting, refreezing can create leaks in an old roof, wreak havoc on old drafty windows and siding. But don't worry. I got Anthony for you. That's right. Anthony Labruciano Exteriors, the only company I trust to take care of your roof, your siding, your windows. You can check out Labruciano's hundreds of five-star Google reviews. See why Anthony is the single master. In fact, a certain teed five-star select shingle master. The best warranty in the business, 50 years from the manufacturer, 25 years on the expert workmanship. When it comes to your home's exterior, trust me, there's only one. Labruciano Exteriors, call 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF, or go to paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com. Labruciano Roofing, the shingle master.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 1:30 across the Delaware Valley. Dude, we got to get the word. Somebody has it on Twitter. Do you have it?
I have a guess based off of the letters that makes sense.
You want to guess it?
Should I give a letter just to add to the... I don't want to give... I want somebody else to win. But can I give a letter?
Yeah, sure.
All right, can I guess the letter A, because I'm a vowelsman?
You are a vowelsman, and yes, there is an A.
Would it be the third letter?
Correct.
All right, yeah, I got it. I don't know why you're thinking this today.
I don't know.
No idea why you're
I clear
this.
My brain.
No, that makes no sense.
I clear my brain. I don't know. First name that comes to mind. I can't tell you why. Especially that.
In fact,
I was not a fan, to be honest with you. Trey in Cape May. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Trey.
Hey, how you doing, folks?
What's up, Trey?
No, I had to call because I listen all the time, man, and I'm a Sixers fan, but it's just like I think everyone's like, you know, smoking that Jersey Medical, just thinking like we're just going to come in here.
What, the Lemon Haze?
Yeah, Lemon Haze, Purple Haze, Sub Haze,
yeah.
Dream, something, you know? But it's just like, you saying about Brooklyn. Like, you just think we'll just roll over Brooklyn? Like,
did you hear me say roll over anybody?
No, but the way you said, like, oh, yeah, they just, Boston just manhandled them yesterday. They beat them by 5 points, man. It was 2 points.
No. First of all, I haven't said anything about manhandling anybody. In fact, I've gone over and over and over and over again saying how,
You said Boston manhandled Brooklyn.
Okay, well, I missed, my verb was misstated. All right?
That's what made me call,
because
I'm like, yo.
Well, why would you call? Were you just breaking balls? You just one of those dudes?
I'm just,
bottom line is, when you look at this team.
I can't have an opinion opposite of and it becomes a problem?
No, the way you say, you got ired because I used the word manhandled. All right?
Yeah,
what I really meant to say, I misspoke, right? My bad.
All good, man.
No, that's my bitch, right? And here's the thing. The reason why manhandle came to mind was because Tatum goes for 54 because they couldn't stop him. That's why.
No, I get it. But Durant went from, what, 40 in the second game?
But I'm not telling you Boston is some great shake either. My only point is, when I look at the Sixers, you're going to say what? They got no championship experience? So what? What does that mean?
I look at it like this. This is how I look at it.
Yeah,
like,
go ahead.
Realistic. Harden's A+, and B, he's a great player, man, but he got a little choke in him, you know, over his track record when the Kings on the line.
I can't say that, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, you watched him last year against the Hawks in them critical moments when he turns the ball.
You know what, how about the spacing on the floor, Trey?
Okay.
Like, does that happen? Like, is he a guard that was wide open? He's playing on a team. That's why I think you're erroneous. But go ahead.
Look how many offensive rebounds Capella got last year. A crucial situation. Crucial. You know what I mean? Like, you.
No, I don't, but that's all right.
Okay, yeah, because that don't matter.
I'm using your word. You said he's got choke in him, and I disagree with you.
I just think over his track record, he's had a little choke.
So again, when I ask you, hold on, just we're having a conversation. When I ask you that, well, the spacing on the floor, which was faulty because of Simmons and the way they looked last year, how are you supposed to judge him as a choke?
No, I didn't say he was a joke.
You said he got choke in him.
I said, yeah, I think you said joke. I'm sorry. He's got a little choke in him.
Yeah. How do you say that when you look at who's on the floor and the spacing's on the floor with him? Like, if he fails now.
You're relying on a 20-year-old kid in Maxie. You think he's going to step up and be like, you know what I mean, Scottie Pippen in the playoffs? Like, that's a get me?
Scottie Pippen? What are you talking about?
No, and we have no shooting. We don't have one shooter, man. What are you banking on, Niang? Would you rather have Patty Mills and Curry?
Are you a Brooklyn fan?
No, but I'm.
Yeah, you are. Patty Mills. Yeah, would I like that Patty Mills off the bench? I would.
Yeah, I thought he was going to come here in the trade. Remember, that was the rumor.
Would I like him off the bench? But they're averaging 130 a game. They're averaging 130 a game. See, listen, you're more than welcome to your opinion. It doesn't matter. We're just kind of hashing it out. Do I think they're the perfect team? No, I don't. Do I think they have enough shooting? Yeah, I do. Here's why. I look at them and I go, they're averaging 130 a game because of the spacing on the floor. It's the same reason why I can't call Joel a choke, because when I look at him, I can't blame last year's playoffs on him when he's playing in an offense where there's no space. Now this year, if he comes up small, all right, fair's fair. Because there's space now. That's my beef with Trey.
And if you want to go back to the Toronto series, that was a long time ago. He himself has changed as a basketball player, right? Like, he's talked about it himself ever since the birth of his son. It's made him change a little bit how he handles his day-to-day life and all that kind of stuff. And was I disappointed in the Toronto series that he had the gastroenteritis and all kinds of other issues and looked small against Marcus Gasol sometimes? Yeah, but that was 3 years ago, man. Was it 4 years ago now? 3 years ago. That's a long time ago.
I know.
He should have won MVP last year. He didn't. I would imagine he wins MVP this year. So he's gotten better. As the years have progressed, he has gotten better. I can't give him he choked 5 years ago against Toronto. I can't go there.
Again, it's the whole, here's me, like, and again, Trey, because he was guilty. If I was guilty in saying that Boston manhandled Brooklyn yesterday, and what I mean by manhandle, and I misspoke on the verb, that active verb was probably erroneous to call myself out. It was the first word that came to my mind because I'm thinking of how Tatum really just got at will scored. He scored at will. He had no one to guard. Now look, when Simmons comes back and plays, you got somebody can guard.
Right.
But yesterday, they manhandled them. They didn't blow them out, but they manhandled them.
No answer to stop.
They got buckets when they needed a bucket. They got a bucket. So that's my point to Trey. And as far as you're going to rely on Maxey being as a 20-year-old kid as Scottie Pippen, quote, that was his quote, Scottie Pippen. Well, I'm not asking him to be the second option. Did I say that?
No. No, you did not.
Did I freaking stutter?
No.
No, I didn't say that. So am I backing on Maxey to score? Yeah, I am. Has he shown that he can score no matter what?
25 a night.
Yeah, he has. But again, I'm not asking him to carry me like Scottie Pippen in the playoffs when he's not the second option. There's a third and fourth option. The bottom line is they're a deep team. And Harden can shoot the ball. And Embiid can shoot the ball. And Maxey's shown you he can shoot the ball.
40%! From three,
I don't know how they lack all this shooting.
You need, and I ran through this last week.
But this is what annoys me. It's said because I'm looking at realistic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
said this last week, Ant. You need six total threes from the combination of Danny Green, Matisse Thybulle, Furkan Korkmaz, George Niang. Those guys need to combine for six total threes, not six each of them. Six total, because that's another 18 points to the already average of 100 points that you'll get from your starting five. That gets you to 120. And there's going to be some nights where some of them are even hotter. Right? Like George Niang could hit four threes in one game for all we know. All you need, man. By the way, a lot of people on YouTube have the answer, so shout out to YouTube.
All right, well, they have. Everybody has.
The whiteboard's key.
Yeah, because you can see it. Yeah, you should give the prize to somebody else. Do we have a prize there?
No prize.
Oh, we have no prize? Give the credit to YouTube. The YouTube then.
Yeah, YouTube's got it. Blanton.
Yes.
Joe Blanton.
You got him, YouTubers. Why? Blanton came to my mind? I don't know.
Because a lot of the times you have Sixers players, and it makes sense because Sixers is on your mind.
Right.
And it doesn't have to just be this team. Like Claxton came to my mind because I was thinking about the Sixers last week and my childhood and my love for the team. So Claxton came to mind. But Blanton, I mean, we got no baseball. I guess you're on the diamond yesterday. Does that have anything to do with it?
You know what? It could be subconsciously because Massey had baseball after his hockey. Jill on Instagram says, how about a simple We Got Harden chant?
That'd be nice.
I mean,
that's easy. Everybody could do that one.
We got Harden. We got Harden. Really?
Yeah.
I like that.
I saw a couple great ones on Twitter earlier today. I just want to see if people on the phones would check in. But we had somebody said Ben is Charmin, which is awesome. Like Charmin soft. That's an awesome one.
I like the Charmin.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Charmin.
I enjoy the Charmin.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones on social media earlier this morning when we first got into it.
J-Rock, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. J-Rock.
What up?
What's happening, J-Rock?
man, that last caller, what was his last name? What was his name? Trey?
Trey.
Yeah, he need to go back in the freezer, man. He don't know what he's talking about, bro. we going to the finals. I don't know what.
Listen, I mean, you can have your own opinion. I have no problem with Trey being a dissenter, but I just can't label Joel Embiid a choke because of the playoffs last year. And their offense, I don't think is the issue. If you tell me I'm a little worried about their defense and I'm worried about their depth, I go, all right, that's fair.
That's definitely fair. But, when you're playing 4-on-5, I mean, it's hard to call, the best player in the team a choke. You're playing 4-on-5. Ben was no help last playoff. So, it's going to be a different story this time around. But I called because I wanted to get that name off, that chant that I wanted,
what
y'all think about.
Sure.
So, that shiny new car sitting on the side of the road that the old owner didn't want anymore. And, you purchase it and then it seems like it's going to work and then it doesn't. And, we call that a lemon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Benjamin Lemon.
He's a lemon.
All right.
He is a lemon. You know why? It's a great point. He is a lemon. He was. Listen, he looks great, right?
Yeah, you know.
Listen, he's a lemon. He is a lemon. Now, unfortunately, I love lemons. So
he said, "I love lemons." Lemonade. Benjamin Lemon. Limones, because he acts like a prince, right? So we gotta say Benjamin Limon.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Fancy. I hear you, Jay Rock. I'm with you, baby. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. He's a lemon. You look at him, you go, wow, he should be so good.
Yeah. Dude, I don't get it, man.
When you see flashes, I still don't even understand it. His flashes.
He put up 42 against the Jazz, though.
Like, what are you going to do? Like, why?
And all he did was drive. He didn't shoot.
If you just watch him, right, what he could be in his flashes, he could have been Giannis.
And he'll say, that 42 against the Jazz, Joel didn't play, so I was able to play my game. And that's why he's all excited to be with Brooklyn, because he can play like the days of the Bellinelli and Redick and Ilyasova and all that kind of stuff. But here's the other thing. It's not like Kyrie and KD don't have the ball in their hands.
Right.
Like, they do a lot of isolation stuff. It's not like Ben's just going to be passing all day. He's going to be in the dunker spot a lot of the times, for all we know. If his back ever gets better.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, that's probably the place to play him, where you play him at the five. Because if you're not going to handle the ball, and if you're just going to give it up as soon as you get over half court.
Yeah, just focus on defense.
Use
all your energy there.
And then you do your runouts. I mean, that's kind of the role. Now, the one thing is, he can fit on that team for a reason, because when you got Durant and you got Kyrie, he's a fit.
Yeah, that's why, when we first talked about trades, I thought Golden State was an option for him, because he doesn't have to score.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Thursday got fun, though, didn't it?
Oh, it's going to be great. The fact that he's going to be sitting there, I do give him credit. We had the call earlier. You said earlier, I give the guy credit for sitting through it, because he's going to take it.
Listen, smart. I mean, it really is a smart decision by Brooklyn/Clutch.
You think he put something in the ears, like cotton balls? You think he hides something?
Nah.
Did you hear, Jamie told me this story over the weekend. Did you hear what happened to JJ Redick when he was on the call?
No.
So it was too loud at the Wells Fargo Center for him that he couldn't hear.
Okay.
So what he did was, apparently there's a trick where you could put like cotton balls in your ear, then put the headphones on, so it kind of blocks out all the other ambient noise and you hear only what's in your headphones.
Oh, wow.
But the producer on set couldn't find
all these years. I never knew that.
Jamie obviously did the NBC football, Sunday Night Football, so he probably knew that a little bit. They couldn't find anything, so the producer grabbed alcoholic wet wipes.
Okay.
And so, obviously, that sitting in his ears caused, like, an infection in both ears.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah, I was going to say.
Idiot.
How could you have wet white like that alone?
By the way, if you're, like, there's trainers are right there. Both teams.
You got swaps.
They got cotton swabs all over the place. What are you doing, dude?
And by the way, it's not like JJ doesn't know this Sixers training
staff. Oh, yeah, exactly. He couldn't have gone, hey, ask my man over there.
Yeah. That's I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, Jamie told me it over the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's like, dope. Come on, man. What are you doing?
No, you're right. Adam, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Adam.
Can you hear me?
I got you, buddy.
Great show.
Thanks, my brother. What's happening?
What's happening is I can hear what's going on, especially listening to Tyrone get on the air. The indirect provoking of what's going to happen with Ben Simmons. Well, I'll tell you this. If they throw batteries from the second level, it's going to be hard to locate who threw them.
No, I hope not. What? Listen, I don't want any of that. God forbid.
But you did say you would like him to be crying leaving the
office. Oh, come on. You get the point. It's called hyperbole, Adam.
No, hold up. I do. With you, you were being genuine. Tyrone, I felt, was being indirectly
provoked.
No, he wouldn't do that. Listen, Adam, trust me. No, he would never do that. Yeah, Adam, honestly, nobody wants anything bad. I mean, we should be grown up enough to talk about this and say, hey, yeah, we want to boo him and we want to chant without it going to, you know, not being civil, right?
Yes. And all I want is, because when J.D. Drew came back, batteries were thrown at him from the second level. And
that was horrible, but it was also in 1990 whatever, Adam, right?
And Tyrone literally said when he was on, there's going to be a couple of people that ruin it. Like, he literally said he doesn't want anybody to throw it. Like, what is it?
Honestly, brother.
Come on, Adam.
Nikki, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nikki.
Gentlemen.
Nikki.
Good show. I know it's quick, so, yeah, look, I hate, you know, I'm top five hater of Ben Simmons, not as a person, as a game, and I don't even care about what we chant. First of all, just because he's traveling with the team, I still don't think he's showing up. He might be traveling, he's not showing up, in my opinion. But the most important thing is, let's just focus on us. I think we should just say, we got Harden, or we say 4-on-5, one or the other, that's it. I mean, I don't care about that dude no more. For a guy that I couldn't stand, I don't even care about him anymore.
Yeah, it just makes for a fun Thursday night.
Oh, no.
I mean, honestly, we're leading into Thursday night when the report is he's going to be on the bench. Right? Like, you know, hey, listen, ultimately, you're right. Right? Do I really care? No, all I really care about is a championship. But in the moment, it's fun.
You could be it with being civil,
right? Like,
you
know.
I gave you 3 years of hell. You know me, Ben. I gave you 3 years of Ben hell, and today I'm at peace. Because you know why? Because I saw James Harden play like he's been on his team for 24 months.
Right.
And for anybody, and all those whiny babies, they were worried about Miami. Like how are they going to win that game? Right. Anyone never wins
Chicken
that
Littles.
Game.
Yeah.
Harden was signed, was checked out. So, and for the guy who said that Embiid choked in the playoffs, did Jordan or LeBron ever win anything with another?
No, Nikki, you're right. And that's why I didn't get that whole thing. I don't know why you can say he's a choker. I just don't understand it. Karate Mark, I got like 40 seconds, my brother.
Ben Simmons, can you hear me? Wah!
That's good.
On your big stupid head with your big ugly ears. Wah! You big old, I'm taking my bottle and going home, baby. The dingo ain't your baby, Ben. Ben Simmons. The dingo is a baby. The dingo is a baby.
All right.
We're going streaking! Come on, that's awesome, man! You kidding me? That's what I'm talking about! Let's have some fun! Stay tuned, Mikey Vince, the General. Jen, coming up next. We love you. See you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.